It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I take vitamins and that's it. I don't shit. I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on them. Goodbye.
Matt.
Why don't you just shake like a leaf and get out of here?
Steve.
If the dude is gonna fucking fuck me in the ass, it's not gonna be 75, right?
And Dawn.
Tell it like it's like the communist. Tell it like communism. Slowly and softly.
What?
What? That's how it got out, baby.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
Don't be jealous that I've been shining on one all day.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
And we're on. And we're loud.
And we're loud as always.
It's the Aristocrats. Don't come back that much, Carly. You got to give us a little bit of breathing.
Holy shit.
Holy crap.
She's still learning.
We're good.
Still learning.
We're good.
You got to ease it out. Ease it out.
Undermodulated.
He took a week off and now it's all screwed up.
Well, last time she eased it back so much that it was just like... Her hand moving was out of our visual range. It was that slow, but it was still moving.
Awesome. It took about a month to get down to the right frequency.
Anywho.
We are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website.
As always.
Soon to be refurbished website.
We're clean.
This dog jumps up one more time.
What are you going to do?
She's getting the Delbo drop.
The Delbo
the
drop?
The Delbo drop. Fuck?
The Del Davis drop.
Refurbished by the collective... efforts
of five people
of webmaster Steve. Matt, webmonster Mike, and random internet templates.
Random. Random Google free templates.
Steven.
Random third link down on the first page I Google.
That looks good.com.
Rogers.
Good enough for me.com.
It works. Nobody would know. I could have said I made it myself.
How about we introduce ourselves first? How about that?
Who's that?
Who's that? As always,
I'm Vaughn.
Ooh, I was going to get to that if you fuckers shut up.
No.
White power.
I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
They call me Shaw.
We got Steve number one.
Kill studio. This dog. Michael Vick. That's my new name.
Wow.
Wow, nice.
We got Steve number two.
Torture.
And,
Oh, nice way to be reintroduced.
Wow. You're in a rather uncomfortable position to do that.
There. Me?
It looks like it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You look like Jabba on that couch.
Yeah, well.
Who?
Who?
Coffee?
Pepe?
Blabba.
Okay. And Volunteer too. Vaughn, I like last week when you called in. I thought that was good.
Yeah. We were thinking maybe we should just do that from now on.
Forever.
Yeah. Why don't you just die?
What?
Real quick.
What? Get a tighter shirt.
How many people in the chat?
One.
Christine.
I fucking quit. How could we be this like?
We don't need people in the chat though. As long as we know people are listening.
I know, but it's like fun. At least it makes it interesting. Like,
yes,
people
it does.
Are chatting.
It'd be funnier if we had people contributing.
Yeah,
on
participation.
The chat.
Yeah.
At least we know a lot of people in Australia like us. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's you know that's pure speculation. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
All right, Stranglemania.
Don't we get?
I made that up.
I know.
Don't we get those like? All those ratings, don't we get those from Christine anyway?
Who's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably so
she's going to be inflating them like her fucking cup size.
Wow.
She's not even here tonight.
Cool. Exactly. Oh, so who's the one person?
Oh, I'm sorry, Carly's here too.
Oh. Oh, hi, Carly.
That's enough.
Yeah, whoops. That's why we don't give you a mic.
She doesn't have a mic, but she has headphones.
The producer.
She's got to listen somehow.
It's like putting meat in front of a lion, you know? Like, eh. Mm-hmm.
It's like putting a tin can in front of a goat.
Because they eat that.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Seeing it.
Or like putting a 12-year-old in front of Steve.
Thank you.
It's like putting fucking big, long, black, thick, juicy cock in front of Vaughn.
Holy shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Leave the poor guy alone, right?
Oh, now he's finally making it.
Oh, because his back hurts.
Because he's...
Steve's back hurts, apparently,
he's
today.
He's lost his mind.
What happened with that?
He's a fucking, how'd you do this?
Yeah, what did you do, Steve, number two?
I don't know.
He's a homophiliac.
He fucking shit his pants so bad that he fucking pulled out his back.
It hurts. And if anybody out there knows symptoms to a fucking slip disc, please call and tell me.
He went to his...
He's done.
He went to his therapy.
I'll tell you right now, if it hurts like hell,
fat.
It does. I'm like, I was just about to get up and walk out and go to the hospital.
You're right. You know what they'd say?
Torture.
They'd say, fucking lose weight.
He was at a hospital today for an unrelated matter. He was. Didn't think to consult a doctor or nurse.
It wasn't that severe then.
It doesn't matter. It's perpetual. It's been this way for like 3 days. That's serious.
Yeah, that's something you should have gotten checked
like,
out.
Like, you don't have back pain for 3 days and it doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, my back just hurts for 3 days.
Derek's back's hurt him since I met him.
Well, since he has a giant belly attached to his
Wow!
Back. Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Nice. That was pretty good. I'm kidding.
Just imagine being like 5 or 6 months pregnant one time.
Whoa.
Five or six.
All right, Steve, you got to stop that.
He's popping the gum in the damn
that,
body.
That would be Steve number two.
Plus some
Outback. It's going to sound like you're back in a second.
Yeah. Ooh, shit. Oh, that means he's going to give you a tour of the islands, but he's going to be alive when he's doing it.
Crush is dead.
That's a good Corpse? Show so far.
Corpse?
Mm-hmm.
Corpse.
Yeah.
Dust.
Poor Crush.
Dust.
Axe smash and dust.
Dead and dude.
Fucking...
Here comes the axe.
Axe smash.
That's about it.
And spade. He needs something to dig the
axe
fucking hole.
Axe is going
to
outlive all the members of Demolition, unbelievably.
Yeah. We're doing shitty commercials for dealerships.
It's funny. He's a good guy.
Fucking with our toupees.
He will kick your stinking teeth in.
He probably still could.
He probably could, those two fuckers, man. That's frightening.
Anyway.
It's Michael just stupid that they don't wear their makeup, though. That's just...
Dude, how old are they? Like in their 60s?
80, I'm guessing.
Axe has got to be 60.
It's like Gene Simmons still putting on the makeup. He's a fucking old hag.
Well, Axe was like fucking...
Fuck.
Was like a...
Fuck it.
That.
You.
Kike.
Nice. He really... He's
that
the
big
epitome.
Tongue kike.
He's the epitome of like the
cheap Jew bastard?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Fucking let's milk this for
he
as much as I can.
He is the upper echelon of his species, so to speak.
Species?
Yeah. Who are we even talking about?
Gene Simmons.
Oh, hate him.
Yeah.
Hated him.
He puts your people down, you know that,
he
right?
He does. I can't believe he's one of the chosen ones.
Please.
Yeah, and he's making good money for the chosen ones.
Wow.
Can't blame him for that. He has a playmate wife. He's a fucking multimillionaire.
His
kids
are ugly.
He deserves all of it.
Of course. He's worked very hard at being a fucking giant Jew.
Wow. He is.
It ain't his wife. It's his girlfriend.
Whatever.
I thought Shannon Tweed was
his
wife.
No, they ain't married, dude.
Whatever. Really?
Yeah, he's the only smart thing. She's a dumbass piece of pussy that's fucking been staying with him for like 30 years. Yeah.
Hey, put that down.
But anyway.
Enough with the Jew rampages. They're all going back to
Brooklyn. Eating her litter.
Again?
Yes. More vomit to clean up.
Mm. This dog is like Wesley Willis.
Or Lizzie
Wesley
Borden.
Willis. I can't believe you just said that.
Runs around, eats his own shit.
The Albert Fish one got me a few shows back. That was rather obscure.
Yeah. Didn't I put out Cesar Romero at one point?
Yeah, you
probably,
did.
Because you're a communist fucking scum-sucking
you
scum-ass.
Did.
What's wrong with Cesar Romero?
What's right with him?
Oh, yeah, you're
Let's start with that.
You're right.
He's dead.
He's dead.
So anyway, for no reason, Steve mentioned Tour of the Islands before, and... That, of course, spawned into a conversation about Demolition.
Were we talking about Hawaii or something? Or
yeah, Tour of the Islands, Crush.
Oh, it's dead.
It's what he used to call the backbreaker.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, Steve was talking about how his back was hurt before, and you're like, yeah, he's going to give you a Tour of the Islands.
No, I get that. I don't get why it's called Tour of the Islands.
Yes. That's what they used to call it. He was from Hawaii.
I know that,
and he
but
spins
it's a
them around,
backbreaker.
But he spun them around his whole body.
Where are the islands, though?
His whole body.
Don't get it.
Death of the wrestler. That's what they should call
is that
it.
What
now he's probably in Little Islands.
No, he's dead.
Like the way someone's back looks after he breaks it, is that
in
looks like
pieces,
the Hawaiian Islands?
Uh-huh. Now it's Tour of the Heavens.
He would just come on their back.
Tour the
Here you go.
he shits his Depends.
They're not normally white, but, you know, on a map at least.
Oh, yeah. Tour of the Islands. Can't
on your back.
Anyway, that's enough.
Yeah, if he was French, would it be the Tour de France?
Maybe.
Or if he was Italian, it'd be the, what's that fucking Olive Garden plate?
Oh, God.
What is it? The
Tour, I don't
of, Tour of Sicily.
Tour
I don't
of
know.
Sicily? Yeah.
Or as our friend's grandmother calls it, Trip Round Italy.
Trip Round
Italy. I love
I'll
when
have
say
the
Italy.
Trip Round Italy.
I love that.
It's like the Tour d'Italia. She's like, trip around Italy. Wow. Old people are so dumb.
They are.
Give me the fucking dinner, whatever you call it.
That's what my grandmother with her poor addiction.
Put a bunch of shit on the plate. I don't care what the fuck you call it.
I just need lasagna, you big lip bastard.
What?
That's a Jewish accent, not Italian. Yeah,
sounds like my grandmother.
Bastard.
And not funny.
Bastard.
Oh, was that Steve?
Thanks for contributing.
Looks like this show.
Not funny.
Nice.
Why don't we cut you up and put you in the freezer, Steve?
Sound a little disoriented because there's no one in the chat.
Oh, well.
Oh, can we get some audience participation?
Nope. Not even the Toucher?
Apparently nobody fucking gives a shit about us. So.
Toucher's not even there?
Oh, we got, no, Toucher hasn't been around for like a week.
Wow, maybe he died. Maybe he got...
Fuck
Mango
him.
Maybe a dingo ate Toucher.
I
maybe he's
it,
on his way here.
From Australia.
A dingo's got our one listener.
Oh, Vendo. Vendo's here.
Oh, yay. No. Well, somebody that likes
yay,
us at least.
Yay, Vendo's here.
And he's going to bitch about not having shows to listen to.
Well, if anyone's listening and they want to give us a call, the number is...
Too bad it's not set up.
917. I'm sorry, is it?
You said you weren't gonna.
Did you open it?
She said she wasn't gonna. She was
it
fucking...
It is the number 732-917-0456.
I got to make a point here. That Skype has to be open. Has to be.
It's open.
I know.
At all times.
It has to be open.
Is it online, though? Is it on?
Yeah.
Okay, don't make fucking...
Because there's like...
Yeah.
For some reason, calls just... They get
when
missed.
I was texting last night trying to get in touch with her to get the number, and she's like, I'm going to put you on, but I don't know if you're on. You know, I'll try to... if you say anything, you know, she's texting me, and I'm like... And then all I can hear I can hear you guys talking when I called, and she's like, "Oh, I think somebody's on there."
Yeah.
And then I automatically started talking.
It's either it's ringing or it's not ringing.
I think I'm lying through my teeth.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, because there was no show last night.
Whoops.
Well, Tuesday, last Tuesday, dude.
Oh, that's a little different than last night.
Oh God. Shut the fuck up.
It's Vaughn's little like.
You know what I mean? Christ.
No, there it is. I
don't
heard him say that in a while. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean.
I'm going to fucking bash your brains in.
www.youknowwhatimeandog.com.
What are you, snorting anthrax at your job?
No, he's snorting cocaine through his dick.
Ooh.
Like the iron cheek. Talking about dicks, we all saw the pictures I was showing you guys earlier.
Yeah, what the hell are you doing? All right,
you know what?
Well, no.
You know?
Just no.
I was looking up amputee stuff to kind of cringe out.
Carly. I got
to
ask you why.
Because that's normal.
Well, because it's just something to do.
Prevalent?
You look at stupid shit when you're sitting online. Especially people around.
No, he looks at porn YouTube.
Everybody does.
What do you mean?
Were you in the Civil War or something?
Yeah,
why do you have this fucking strange attraction to amputees?
Yeah. It was just sitting there showing somebody what people do to fucking as body modification. Because for some odd reason, that's a big thing now to cut like parts of your hands off or parts of your feet off.
I really can't say it's a big thing.
Okay, but you
people
know what?
Do it.
I want to make a point real quick on the verbiage here. Modifying usually implies making it better.
Yeah.
There's nothing good about slicing your penis in half.
Altering.
Well,
adding to.
Wouldn't that be the opposite of modification? Doesn't that kind of imply in a weird way?
You gotta be
either changing or adding to?
Adding to.
You gotta be a little out of your fucking mind when you're
having something that is already existing and adding something to it that will slightly change what it does.
A dick ring would be a modification.
A modification.
Yeah.
A tattoo or a piercing.
Yeah.
Modification. Mm-hmm. Amputation, I think, would be the polar opposite.
People take it to a little bit of an extreme.
You're looking for another word,
people
but the word is already
off.
Modification.
Well, no, the picture I was showing Carly was the guy did the Prince Albert, you know, the barbell through the center.
Yep.
And then he took it one further. He clipped like right where your tip dick, you know, kind of like lips, you know, underneath. You know, makes the little
baby, little shop of horrors.
Yes,
mounts.
That.
Yes.
He slid it all the way up and cut it loose.
Yeah.
And then it all sealed. And then he did it. And then he put the Prince Albert back in. And he was actually trying to, I think, in one picture, he was trying to attach it from his ear to his penis.
I think somebody said it looked like the Tremors worms.
Yes.
Yes. That's what it looked like.
Gosh. After it had a bomb stuck in its mouth.
Wow. But yeah, horrific.
It was amazing. So the first pictures I was looking at were of a woman amputating her foot over time.
Mm-hmm. Over
I think
time?
It was only like 4 or 5 years she was doing
that's
it.
That's what normal
to the point where it looked like a camel's toe.
What did they like cut off circulation?
They cut the circulation off the toes and they cut them off slowly. Then they started cutting out ligaments and start cutting the muscles out and pulling everything apart. And to the point where it looked like a nub. Like a camel toe almost.
It's just people are just assholes.
It looked like they cut their toes off. Basically.
No, they cut the whole foot off. It was only like this.
You know, you don't gotta show
it
us.
It was a far end piece.
You don't gotta take your shoe off.
Yeah, put your shoe on there, Vaughn. Mm-hmm.
The whole point here
is that
dirt bag.
It's not a modification. It's just amputation.
Yes.
That's it. That's all it is.
Grossification.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need to do anything to yourself. You already got fucking cow toes.
Wow, you're started. Nice. See you, Steve.
So
see
ya.
Go die. Go die.
I'm not gonna say that.
Go die.
It's a nice parting little shot as he's. May not be coming back after next week.
Ever, actually.
Oh, yeah, this is Steve number two's last show for a while.
Yep, no freaking...
Yep.
Nobody in the chat.
Gotta go out with a bang, Steve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go out with a boom boom.
Boom boom. Bring the portable mic in and shit.
Go out with a fucking...
done before.
Butt vomit.
So what do you got? What are you bringing to the show today, Steve?
Fucking pain.
Which one?
Pain.
You asshole.
That's it, pain.
What's your prediction?
Pain.
Dude, all you can see, he's just sitting there. You can see in his face, he's like dying.
He wants to like cry or do something,
or
but
leave.
He can't do it.
Do you have any Advil left?
I'd rather, no.
Why is he sitting
I'd rather get a fucking catheter shoved into my fucking pecker right now.
That can be arranged.
Nice. Why are you sitting on that chair?
It's actually the most comfortable thing for me. Thank you.
It is.
The couch isn't
just asking, that's why I'm lying.
The couch is very comfortable, but not in this my condition.
No.
So when are you getting back into wrestling, Steve?
Tomorrow.
Wow. Tomorrow.
Smart.
When he just completely seals his whole body up.
All right. I got a little something I want to read real quick.
Okay, go.
Do it
Fire
up.
It up.
Do it up.
Last month.
hang on.
What? That was nasty.
I'm on fire. Sounds like that don't occur in nature.
He's on fire.
Man.
Did you guys go to eat before you came? Before you?
Oh,
came
we
back?
Sure did.
Oh,
yeah.
Did we call you? Oh, you didn't get the invitation?
Oh, man.
You didn't get my text? Oh, you didn't get my text.
We told you to meet us at Fridays at 9.
Shut up.
You didn't get my Bluetooth?
My Bluetooth.
Fucking smoke signals.
You didn't get my GPS satellite?
You didn't get my fucking airmail? Anyway.
We didn't have Lola Fox it to you?
20th century Fox.
Last month, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said he was moving clocks 30 minutes ahead. Now he wants to kill Superman. Nice. Chavez is trying to ban parents from choosing names like Superman for their children. I didn't know that was like a viable option for, you know, you're going to name your kid
Neither
Superman.
Is this, but wait, is we this
didn't
know
that. Touched on this a little
is this the
bit.
A
while ago, yeah.
The parents
like,
who want to do
two
the...
2 weeks ago.
Oh, we talked about this already.
Right, well,
no, it's
there's
not
a
like
more.
It's like an old topic or something like that, but we didn't really get into it.
Okay, well, keep going.
Okay, let me just finish the, there's two more paragraphs. Oh, okay. Officials warn that attempts to use inappropriate names might be turned down by the civil registry if they expose them to ridicule or are extravagant or difficult to pronounce.
Yeah.
Nice.
Isn't every fucking Spanish name difficult to pronounce?
Difficult to pronounce.
Not election, Spanish people.
Elections officials said there are two Venezuelans by the name Superman.
That's all.
They really need to both just be digging trenches.
Well, I think that's a different story that we were talking about. It was about the parents who wanted to name their kid
There was the New Zealand one with the four real, right? Is that New Zealand?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay. And then they decided to name him Superman.
Yeah.
When for real was turned down.
And they were denied.
Okay.
And they said yes to that.
Yeah, they were fine with Superman, but for real was in the bylaws of not, you know, because they had a rule.
There was
law,
a number in it.
Well, no, they had a law that they can't name their kids certain names
like
or they get
phrase.
Teased.
Yeah.
Like, no, they can, because it will get them teased. And there's, like, anti-teasing laws or something like that in these fucking countries.
About Vaughn. Government should have shut down Vaughn.
Anti-Vaughn laws.
But then Superman's fine. I never understood that.
No, it's not fine.
There's nothing fine about it. It's fucking retarded.
There's so two anyway. People in Argentina named Superman?
Venezuela.
Close.
Yeah, close.
Same in a related topic, Malaysian cabbies face up to $87 fines if they are caught driving without shoes or socks.
Nice.
What?
Finally.
Because apparently Vaughn,
about time.
Don't ever try to go to Malaysia to be a cab, Vaughn. They won't allow you.
I was in Philadelphia one time with Derek and his family, and we got into a taxi cab, and the guy had such an attitude and smelled so bad, Derek's dad made us get out of the cab.
Yeah.
He's like, I have
no, you know what it was?
Fuck this guy.
My mother was smoking a cigarette
outside.
Oh,
yeah.
And she came into the cab, and he starts spraying her and everyone else
and
with
coughing.
Lysol.
And he was coughing. Like, it was exaggerated.
And he had, like, a cloth over his mouth, and he kept spraying. So my father's just sitting there staring at him. And finally goes, pull over here. And he just, like, threw money at him. He goes, come on, we'll walk.
Actually, we didn't even pull over. We got out in the middle of traffic.
Nice.
Did we?
Yeah.
The weirdest motherfuckers you'll ever meet are cabbies.
Well,
you think so?
Real quick, the reason I brought that up is because the The licensing board chairman is named Datuk Markaman Kabiran. Hey, nice. You know what? Don't move to Venezuela, dude, because they're going to shoot you.
That was also in Venezuela? The
no, that's Malaysia. No. Why don't you listen?
Fuck you. Jerk.
Don't throw so yellow man there. At me. I'm not fucking the dog. I don't mean a gook. I mean a little yellow
What's
ball.
What's the most ridiculous name that you would name a child?
Mocha Ruffins.
Silver Surfer.
Mocha Ruffins.
That's a good name. Anyway, next.
Silver Surfer?
I didn't just make that up. Coco Crisp.
Noob Cybot.
Coco Crisp is the real name of a real nigger.
It's true. It's full real.
It's full real.
Matt, would you ever name any of your kids like Shao Kahn or something?
Maybe Destro.
Destro? You would go for that?
Destro? I could do that.
At least it sounds like it could potentially be like Romanian or something.
Yeah.
This is my son Destro.
It's not bad.
Yeah, he's I got guess. A middle
it's
head.
It's kind of cool.
Even though
I mean,
Destro's his last sense. Name, it would still be.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And Matt would make the middle name
I don't
Rain.
Know what this...
So he has a first name, just nobody knows what it is.
No, I don't remember. I don't remember, but
like
I'm pretty sure it's been mentioned.
Vaughn.
There's a canon name for the character.
Peter
first name.
Or something.
Yeah, maybe.
We've gone to G.I. Joe now.
Steel.
I'm trying to think of the most ridiculous name I've ever come across. Like, as a person, like meeting somebody or seeing a name.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jurl.
Oh, who's that?
Jennifer would have
killed. Where does he work? What's his social security number?
He's only got one job as an aristocrat.
Oh, shit. That's true. I get paid good for the show, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Carly says mailbox.
Wait, how are you spelling that?
So you've actually met somebody named Mailbox?
Mailbox?
No, I think that would be a totally absurd name.
She thinks it would be an absurd name.
For all those people who can't hear her because she's off mic.
Yeah. Megabucks would be a decent name. Megabucks.
I would think like maybe name like Dirty Toilet.
Dirty?
Oh, shit.
But it's got to be only R's, no I's in the dirty.
I worked with a girl at a fast food restaurant whose name is Patrice.
Okay.
And the dumb black manager, she used to call her Latrine.
Latrine.
Nice. And she kind of actually was a latrine for black penises.
She definitely.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
She was one of those. She had a sweet tooth, is what I'm starting to say.
Wow.
And she was used to be shithouse.
And she was a giant dumpster for cum.
Good change.
That'd be a good name, good cum change. Dumpster.
Yep.
It's already taken.
Okay.
Yeah, Vaughn's list.
It's my middle name.
Previous girlfriend's name.
Wow.
It's Vaughn's mom's name.
Whoa.
Whoa. I'm not making fun of you.
Clown
too far,
car.
Too far. You can have her.
Vendo says mailbox as in M-A-L-E.
Yeah. Oh, that's good because that wasn't what we were getting at.
Yeah.
Well,
how's the air over there in fucking Osaka, Japan?
Osaka. He's modifying.
I'm just kidding.
He's modifying Polish jokes on the board. Kidding.
Hey, we got nobody else to rip on, so we got to rip on something.
It's a drunk Irish Japanese.
Osaki.
That's so bad. Stop with that gay shit. Oh. It's so contrived.
But it was funny.
Osaki.
Well, who said that? What's that about?
Osaki. Patio Osaki.
There you go. Patio furniture.
Oh, that guy that hangs out my back porch.
Yeah.
That would be
patio
a good one.
Furniture.
You like that one?
Yeah.
A Scott named Patio Furniture.
Yes.
The Chinaman goes to the dentist at 2:30.
God.
2:30.
You know what they have in Japan? Erections when they vote.
Okay. They do.
You know, I just thought of a name that's a real name for a celebrity that's totally fucking gay.
What is it?
John Bon Jovi.
Gay. I read he had a party in the Hamptons.
Yeah, and sucked dick.
And that, oh, you read that?
No.
And sucked dick. I hate it when you tell my punchline.
Oh, damn it, I'm horrible.
He sucked dick. They kind of put together an impromptu band. Now, whether you love him or hate him, whatever. Mm-hmm. It was Bon Jovi, Jimmy Buffett, Paul McCartney, John Waters.
Oh, my God.
Billy Joel.
Was this the Five Horsemen of the Apocalypse?
John Waters, the director?
Mm-hmm. No. No.
Roger Waters.
Roger Waters.
Roger Waters.
I'm sorry.
John Waters.
Pink Floyd?
Yeah. Playing the kazoo.
Sounds like the
John Waters.
Sounds like the Five Horsemen of the fucking dick
pumpers.
You got
a big fat chick.
No. John Waters playing the skin flute.
I like playing this.
Yeah,
fat
all up there playing songs, like as a band in this party.
Well, that's like quite the super group of like the century.
That's a pretty crazy group, though.
That's yeah.
Paul McCartney alone.
Names.
Pestilence, Wrath, Death, and
so
it would be it would be an interesting party to be at if you wore drag. Definitely.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, but listen, just say out loud.
What?
You know, John Bon Jovi without the Jovi part.
John Bon.
That's
we're gonna get
gay.
Sued.
John Bonham.
We're going to get sued. You realize that.
Are we?
for using his
name.
Are
we? We just fucking we went on this. We had the guy on the damn phone.
No, nope. I got a letter today.
Another horrible celebrity name.
I got a mail before we even said it.
Another horrible celebrity name is Barbara Streisand.
Well, this is the horrible hook-nosed Jew. That's why.
You know, I had a wish some time ago that
she'd die.
Barbara Streisand and Cher would crash into each other in convertibles in a snowstorm.
Oh, I thought I meant just themselves, like just run into each other.
No, like they would be, because I, you know, I said, well, I'd like for them to crash like in the snow, like in convertibles.
They'd become one.
And the person I said to laughed. They said, why would they be in convertibles? Said, well, just because they're that arrogant. They would drive around with like, you know, the tops down.
Cher Streisand.
Yeah, they're running, they're walking down the streets and just crashing into each other. Be one hook nose to control them all.
She just fucking blows out money when she sneezes.
She does.
That's just like other Jews.
That's the green.
Like a pinata.
And what's her husband's name? Who's the guy she's married to?
Oh, Sonny Bono's dead.
So no. I'm talking about Streisand.
Barbara Streisand? I don't know.
Who cares?
Charles Grodin? Is that
who
it?
Who cares?
The Beethoven guy?
Wow.
No. Okay, no, it's not him.
Yeah, whoever he has a dead career.
Yeah, he is. He's just sitting there milking money.
He's a dead life.
Because she fucking what? She goes on tour once every 2 years, and it's like, what, $700, $800 to fucking sit to get the nosebleed seats?
$1,500, $2,000.
What's that, the police? Whoops.
Oh.
Wow, you fucked the
dude,
police.
They were only like, the top seats were only like $200-something, $500 maybe.
How many of the nosebleeds, like 70?
Yeah, pretty much, about $50.
In that area.
Yeah, we'll see, we might get a lower nosebleed when we go.
Fucking just,
yeah.
Speaking of nosebleeds, I said the corniest thing at work the other
day.
No, really?
Shocking.
Like big time corny.
Was that far?
There's a guy.
Can I step in for a second?
Please.
This is real quick. Vendo's such a fucking creep. Chris is talking to him, and he just says out of nowhere, what does Heidi smell like? Of course, Chris says raw fish.
I think Vendo's been in Japan way too long.
It is another world.
Mm. I really think it is.
Pretty much.
I think, only watch,
I think it's completely warped his fucking mind.
Can only watch so much hentai porn before you.
No,
what'd
you
say?
Can't.
Hentai.
No, unnormal porn.
Yeah.
No, you.
Were you about to correct someone, Vaughn?
No, I was like, what the fuck did he say?
Did you just say? You're right. I'm sorry.
Did you just say the correct thing?
Because the way you said it didn't sound right. And I was like,
because you're used to saying hentai.
I thought he said anti-porn.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said too.
I was like, well, that's a good way to describe it.
But. Well, no. You can only watch so many small Chinese women shoving eels in their assholes. And
eels?
Well, I mean anti-porn because it gives me the opposite
dude,
of erection.
Dude, they do all this weird shit in that country.
Tentacles.
No, eels.
What?
There's a video out there of two girls, one girl filling another girl's asshole with eels, and then her shitting them out and the other girl eating them.
I mean, with
two little Chinese girls.
I've never heard about that before.
Yeah, it's
with
disgusting.
Divided penises and eel fucking, I'm never going to have a hard-on again. Stop.
Nope. You will.
Anyway, so Steve, what were you saying?
You get home, we'll go on Bang Bros.
Steve number two?
I don't
you don't remember?
I don't have a computer.
Sorry.
No, Bang this Bros. Guy, no, I remember. Okay. His Vaughn won't shut up. So, this guy, he just came over to my job, and he's a big
liar.
Church goer. All right.
Oh, I got hired, but he did.
Liar.
He's been there for like fucking since before I was born. But he just came over to where I'm at now.
Fucking Jew.
And he's a big time fucking God fucking preacher.
Jesus.
He has his Bible open and highlighted during fucking break and shit.
That's really gay.
So he starts talking. He's from Boston.
Yeah. Of course.
And he was talking about how his pastor got free Red Sox tickets all the time.
Okay.
But they were nosebleed seats. Now, I don't even really know the guy, and it's awkward talking to him because he's such a weirdo fucking Catholic fucking thing. So,
and this guy I said to him,
hey, at least it's one seat closer to God.
Nice.
You know how fucking awkward and corny that was?
Was he not, did he not say anything to you?
We haven't talked since.
What was the first thing you said to him? Was that it?
That was it.
That was the first thing you ever said to him? Now, you know, I know how to alienate people. I just fucking learned from Steve.
Yeah.
No, you just appear.
Just smell like you.
Well, no, when you appear somewhere, people are like, oh my God.
Who, me?
I'm moving away from that spot where he was near because I don't want to be near that spot where he was.
How
dumb was that?
Yeah, but you know what? Now you got rid of the guy forever.
True.
Yeah, now
he's not going to tell you about
it. Because he is a Bible thumper to the point where he'll eventually work his way into trying to convince you to become like a reborn Christian and shit.
You know what? When he goes, you know what? You should be like, yeah, what do you like to do? He goes, you know, I read the Bible. He'd be like, oh, I like fiction too.
That
would be funny.
Wait, are your kids, what the fuck's that thing they do?
Baptized?
When they drown them somewhat.
Oh, baptized?
Yeah. Are your kids baptized?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if they weren't, if you ever got into a decent conversation with him, that would be the second thing out of his mouth. Like once he found out you had kids, he'd want to know if they were baptized.
Oh, yeah.
Were you? Well, you were fat-tized, weren't you?
Yeah, they covered me in pig's fat.
He was caramelized.
All right. Well.
He was batterized.
It was dipped in dark chocolate.
I nice. Love you.
What?
The fuck? You're like my foil. I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow.
All right, this is scaring me.
So,
I think we got a phone call.
Oh, shit. Yes. Oh, no.
Who the fuck could it be?
Fendo. Who knows? Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, God. Oh, hey, it's Vendo.
Yeah.
No, he sounds
I'm
so
on the delay, so I don't know what was just talking about, but I don't know. I don't really have anything to say.
Yeah, we need to waste 50 minutes, so welcome.
Vendo, what's up?
Okay. Wow, things going there.
Why do you sound like you're going to put a bullet in your brain? Break.
Wow, you have the worst phone in Japan. I don't know how that's possible.
I have an American phone.
Oh, that's why.
Whoops. It's called Chevrolet.
Oh, speaking of which.
I am currently... I will turn off the chat then with the video shift.
Please do.
Because I am calling on my IP phone. That should be better.
Yeah.
Wow, and for some reason...
You logged off and you logged everybody off, it yeah. seems.
Oh, thanks.
Everybody meaning just me because I was the only one there.
Well, no. Derek's computer completely like knocked it off.
I got it.
Oh, well.
Okay, good.
Well, okay. Don't worry. It's good.
Speaking of Japan, today I went to see the Halloween.
Well, where?
Movie.
Speaking of Japan.
I was talking about Japan.
Shh. Japan.
Apparently we have those sound clips, just, you know, nobody where? Refuses to use them.
What does Vendo sound like he wants to put a bullet in his brain?
Well, listen. So I was watching the previews, what? And they have a preview for a new movie called One Missed Call. It's a Japanese movie. And it's like a ripoff of The Ring, but with cell phones.
Yes.
You get a cell phone call, and then you die.
Wait,
oh, wow. Wait. That's so innovative.
Wait, right. Are they...
They didn't do that yet.
Hey, dude, are they remaking it?
No, it's called One Missed Call. It's a completely different movie.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. It's the same fucking thing. And it's like scary things in the shadows. Like, dude, oh, I saw like a body.
Is that...
Oh, I saw this weird creature. Like, wait, it's so gay.
Is this just like an American kind of like...
No, it was a Japanese movie that they made.
Yes, I know. But what remake. I'm saying is this is like they just made this here and this is actually some kind of sequel maybe
no.
to like Ringu or whatever.
No,
it
said nothing
it's
about that.
Nothing has no. nothing to do with it?
It's a ripoff of The Ring. It was directed by Takashi Miike like a couple years ago. It's actually not bad.
His blood type is this and he has a huge yeah. dick. And
what?
He's gone.
That's not true.
Well, shut up.
Well, anyway. He has a big dick.
So they're me. Remaking it for America?
All right,
that's bullshit.
Well, relax. We have a caller on the phone.
Whatever. What's up, Vendo?
Oh, it's only Vendo.
So you're on lunch break, Vendo?
Yeah, I got until 12, I guess.
That's a long-ass
like
lunch break.
Half hour?
I'm an hour for lunch. Oh, no.
Hour?
Yeah.
Pretty
nice.
Bastard.
That's nice. I got a half hour and it fucking sucks.
Well, his 12 would be our 11 p.m.
That is correct.
So they working you like a dog there, sir?
Or are you working them like a dog?
Oh, he's the man now, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty much devoting my life to the job as I should. And it's very stressful, but
yeah, we can hear it.
It's life in Japan, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
You sound thrilled.
What the hell was that?
Light went out.
I'm just. Nice. I just had to go. I had to go deal with like 4-year-olds for about an hour, and that wore me out. So
I thought you weren't teaching anymore. Why are you dealing with 4-year-olds?
I work with little kids sometimes.
Oh.
Does the government know about this?
We understand. We work with Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well...
Thank God they don't have Amber's Law where you are.
I think at least the Vaughn probably won't run up and hug you and...
No, he does.
Places.
He does.
No, he was.
No, actually, he just did.
Think about 4 kids at the same time doing that to you. That's basically...
Except Vaughn will take his balls out and shove them in your face.
But check this out. Steve, you asked me to do it, though.
And his or hairy.
I never did.
Scientists don't know what to call this. You said it would heal your back.
Did I?
Yes.
Wow. Vaughn's smegma is like a salve or something.
Thanks for killing
my
show.
My smegma is like fucking maple syrup.
Wow.
Gets in your hair, you never get it out.
Oh.
Problem is, I'm not drunk.
Never get it out, baby.
Baby.
Maple syrup.
Well, I'm fat, so everything's going to come out of me like that, right?
I guess so.
I sweat like pure salt. What the fuck?
Salt? Sodium.
Baby.
That was a great show, guys.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Hey, you know. We're off for a week. We got nothing to fucking talk about.
I'm sure we
got a guy from Japan
about.
On the phone. Nothing.
So, Vendo, what do you have for us since the last time we heard from you?
It's been a long time.
I said in chat I didn't really have anything. I'm just kind of playing Rattler Race and listening in, just having a good time, enjoying my break.
So, well, Vendo, here's something you can add. You know, tell me what you think about this. Mm-hmm. It's something you may have missed. Vaughn is into amputee sex, so he wants to cut off his girlfriend's arm and fuck the fucking raw blood socket. What do you think of that?
I am intrigued by body modification, but...
Really?
Not sexual to me, yeah.
What kind of... Oh, you just not sexually? Just intrigued by it? Like, oh, that's neat.
No, I just think that it's like females. It's just the thinking about what's with these fucking people and feeling good about myself. And that's one of the things I just look into to so feel good about myself.
More like a sideshow thing, like a freak show.
Yeah,
Which gives you overall enjoyment because it makes you feel better for you. Mm-hmm. All right.
You see, with Vaughn...
Yeah, and just thinking about myself, I can get off. So I guess it can be sexual, but it's indirect.
Well, with Vaughn, it's purely sexual. He was sitting at the computer looking at male fucking broken up cocks. Scratching
and
had a fucking
balls.
Boner.
And out of everybody else, you were the only one sitting there rubbing your chest, okay?
Oh, my God. I'm going to be puking.
A fucking
when I hear the replay of this show.
Boner. Broken up
You'll
cock.
Never hear the replay of this show.
A broner.
I really hope I don't.
I believe the term is penile bifurcation.
Yes.
Ew.
Gross.
And how does Matt know that?
Dichotomy. Get it?
Yeah.
And yeah, we talking about replay of the show. Never gonna hear it. We got 2 weeks in that have to go up.
Oh, almost a month. We got about 18 shows that have to go up.
Yeah, how'd you know that was the word, Matt?
How'd
you know the word that?
I've heard it before.
I think there's five shows. The Conti and Kenny one. The one
before
that.
There are two shows up on the server right now that are not posted on the MySpace page.
There are more than two.
The post.
I only saw
days.
Two posted on there.
I think there were three.
You know, Star Wars.
I don't think
precedent.
One of them went through because I've only seen two from
then,
August
28th.
Then
you may get a show sometime.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, I downloaded two shows like a week ago. Anyway,
almost puked. All
right. So there's the one show with the shitty audio quality that'll probably never go up, and then there's two shows. There's
I
the
thought
Chris
I put
Johnston
that one up.
Show. I didn't see it there.
Weird.
So
remember you said it didn't finish.
It did finish. It just sounded shitty.
Something I thought I did it later.
You canceled it or something like that? I thought you did too. And when I went home, I only saw two shows, right, and I refreshed
it. We're way
like
too meta. Let's get back to
times.
Meta.
What?
Don't
use
meta,
that term. Don't
please.
Use that term.
Yeah.
Like, anyway. Thanks, Vaughn. Thanks.
So, a year ago today.
Comb your mustache.
Steve Irwin died?
It's been a year already?
Ready? Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it has to be.
September 4th.
Wow.
Damn. Fucking goner.
Of course, they have a picture of his dopey ass fucking family holding a goddamn koala.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Like you
Bindi
know,
is so goofy looking.
But she's gonna be hot as fuck in about
so
five
she will
six
be.
Years.
She's got a little sass to
definitely
her.
Definitely
like
will be. Yeah.
Steve Irwin never made it back, huh?
Well, you know, my heart's still beating. How about you?
My heart will go on.
Mine's stinging.
And the other kid just looks like a Cabbage Patch doll.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, no,
Wasn't that the one who was holding over the alligators?
Yes.
Wow, he got big.
He's huge.
Yeah. He's been eating gators.
He has no idea who his dad is.
Now they hold baby gators over him as they try to feed him.
Not anymore. The only thing he remembers is just he'll have a highlight reel of his father. That's only all I have.
Oh, so that means we're coming up on 1 year of the Down Undertaker joke.
Yep.
Which is the longest sustained laugh in Aristocrats.
Oh, and that was the first episode that had a mention of myself, so that's a
really?
Story.
Yes, it did.
Wow.
The show's gone down.
When Vaughn claimed that I started something, I think.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, God, get over it.
That's exactly probably what he
just
said.
Joking, dude. Come on.
Relax, scumbag.
I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding.
But anyway, yes. I enjoy that show. I'll listen to it when
scumbag.
I go home.
I'll listen to him when I get home. He'll have a hard time.
Speaking of enjoying old shows, I have now officially filled in my Aristocrats use iPod.
Really?
Yeah.
Aristocrats
8
only,
gigabytes
huh?
of shows.
How many?
Only
8
Aristocrats.
Gigs?
Wow.
Is that a lot?
8 gigabiscuits.
Wow.
I don't know.
That.
Gigabytes.
How many gigs?
8.
8?
Yeah.
Gigabytes.
We have that many shows?
Well,
we got a lot.
Didn't you give him
from the beginning.
I had no idea.
Didn't you give him a lot of the shows from the old shows?
I gave him every aired show from the old set to him.
Oh,
from
really?
The Pat and Eric stuff?
Yeah.
Never be on the show again?
No. So. Okay, so he didn't miss much when we did our best of on Thursday.
Well, except for that bean-eating one.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard that either.
Are you going to replay that replay then, or just it's...
No, why would I replay the replay?
I'll have to get a copy of that from Matt to listen to that.
A copy of what? I don't have
you
it.
You have that.
You don't have the Nate Dogg?
I have the Nate Dogg one, but I don't have the Bean thing.
I don't care about
you
don't that.
Oh, you don't have the Nate Dogg one at all?
I don't have any of the old stuff. When he deleted it
okay,
all...
Okay, I'll give you everything.
When he deleted it all, it just kind of vanished from my computer. And when I lost my computer,
I'll put it on a DVD
I lost everything I had.
Do you have a computer again?
No.
You know something about Nate? He says cancer very well.
Yes, we've talked about that. Yeah. You like when he says cancer? I don't know why.
I don't know either. Don't
can you specify? Because we've been curious as to.
Yes, I believe I think it's 12, but I'm not sure. But he said he smoked 5 packs a day and developed 12 different kinds of cancer. it's hard to replicate.
He says it like George Takei.
It's like cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cancer. All
right.
So what's going on in Japan? Anything cool? Anything happening? Anything hip?
Anything let's see. The yen's increasing in value, so I'm getting some success in bringing people over on a work here.
Nice.
That's part of my job. What else? There are a lot more, like, prostitution got a little bit less illegal.
Ooh, a little less illegal.
That's good.
That's very interesting.
So it must make your long days happy.
Everyone's wondering.
I kind of I put it in a dumper for the first time.
Ooh, nice.
Gross. You fucked a gook in the butt.
That was last weekend. Yeah.
Did you at least use lube, or did you wait till she take a dump and then stuck it in there?
What?
She was wet enough. It was just like just pull out of one hole, put it in the
her
other.
Ass
awesome.
Was wet enough.
Dude, do you know what that means?
Awesome.
That means that she
her
gets that
was
done.
Not wet enough, but the,
no. The pussy juice
the,
was going in the reservoir.
The condom and penis.
Beautiful.
Dude,
very
that
good.
Just means she gets it done twice daily if it's that easy.
What the f-
I find you offensive, sir.
What the fuck? I like having him on every
her
once
her asshole was wet. Ass.
Well, yeah.
Her ass was
exploding.
I fuck your ass.
You ever fuck a girl so much that her pussy's all wet and it just reservoirs
yes,
down
I
the
have.
Reservoir.
Yes, I have. Have you?
Yes. And I fuck Steve the same way.
I doubt it.
That was just your drool, Vaughn.
Oh, well, yeah, when I'm eating her out, yeah.
Oh, God. No, probably quite
no Vaughn's mouth was the asshole.
Yeah. Oh, it God. Had three dicks in it at once.
Yep.
Bon Jovi's, Bon Jovi's, and Bon
Vaughn's
Jovi's.
Vaughn's the first quadruple goodness. Mouth.
He's a triped.
A quadra throat.
Vaughn
deep.
Wants some Bon Bon Jovi.
Quadra oh, deep God. Throat.
Anyway.
Vaughn had 4 penises and 3 balls in his mouth at one time.
He had some fucking ding-dong Jovies.
Okay.
Long
there are a lot of cancer patients in there. How do you have 3 balls and 4 people?
Well, that's just all you can fit.
Yeah.
That one ball was left hanging.
I'm able to unhook my jaw.
It was left hanging.
It was hanging down by his fucking earlobe.
Next to my beard.
Yes.
He doesn't deny it.
So that's it. Legalized prostitution on the way to Japan.
Awesome.
So no cool ass fucking tsunamis or fucking hurricanes.
Nah, well let's stick with this fucking.
There's a typhoon
they
coming tomorrow.
Over
no,
there.
No,
there's
no,
a typhoon.
No.
Wait. There's a typhoon coming in tomorrow. You said.
Yeah, but it just means a lot of rain and you know just get wet.
Yeah. So what that would be?
It's like the Karate Kid.
So you got cyclones like, out there, Tim?
Yeah, the Karate Kid was out there fucking training that shit. I better see you at work tomorrow.
I know.
Seriously. Like that was like the worst thing ever for gooks all across Japan.
Nice.
Because like when the bosses are like, oh yeah, you can do that. You can come to work. Yeah, you can come to work.
It's only a typhoon. Daniel-san did that.
That dumb white pussy do that. You could do that.
Wow. Fucking dragon kicks.
You drive your car wrong side road to work.
Wrong side road. How many R's are in there?
Well, I was reading before, apparently North Korea was taken off the terror list, so...
Really?
Kim Jong-il's like, oh, worth a real, worth a rarist.
What?
Have you taken, like, a wicker fucking carriage to work yet? With the fucking little gooker fucking pulling it?
A rickshaw?
Is that the kind of condoms you guys wear? Is it,
rickshaws
like,
are Indian.
Made out of bamboo?
I still have them everywhere, dude.
Okay.
Dude. You ever have your bamboo condom splinter in your pussy? Like
bamboo condom.
They got them in Manhattan, dude.
Chris
they're made out of some weird skin of some type, though.
What's Chris want? Chris
wants to know if Vendo wears a hat when he jerks off.
Look at like a baseball
hat. If I wear
hat?
A hat when I jerk off.
Yeah. Is that illegal in Japan? Can you masturbate? Actually, I'm sorry. Biz from the BJ Radio Show wanted to know.
I'm confused. What, a condom?
I don't know. You talk about like a fedora?
A condom or like a hat?
A fedora or a condom?
I'm gonna fucking make myself feel less sensitive when I'm alone.
I didn't really get it.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. Was it a joke?
I guess maybe when I was like 17 or maybe 16 and you find condoms lying around and you're like, oh, I want to just try this
out.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do when I find condoms.
Just find condoms on the ground?
Find them lying
around. I want to try it on.
There's a cigarette button.
Oh, look at this empty Magnum. Let me see how I measure up. Then Chris brings up a good point that you should bring a hooker to your apartment and F her during one of the shows in the chat room.
Sounds like a good idea.
Well, honestly, awesome. I was going to do that, but I thought that'd be too creepy. But no, I do have a girl I could, I guess, fuck and record it. But I don't know if it can be the same time as the show.
I think if you could do that and then send us a sound, it would be funny.
All you really got to do is tell us that you're ready and then just throw silverware down the fucking stairs. Just be like, ching, 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 ching.
As she's chasing after her.
Yes.
Apparently every gook there is so fucking wide that you wouldn't even hear like a thock thock or squish or nothing. So.
Really? Yeah. But it seems like all the gook...
That's the impression
like,
I get.
I thought they were tight. Seems like all these women want to just kamikaze on his cock, though. You know what I mean?
He's a fucking American boy.
Oh, he's white.
Kamikaze.
Cock-a-scuzzy.
You got to figure...
Kamikaze.
If he's white, they got the fucking biggest cock they've seen.
It's true. Yeah, they're fucking in love with it.
It could be 4 inches and they're like, oh, no, Godzilla.
Godzilla. You destroyed my pussy like Tokyo.
Cockzilla. And it launches like a typhoon.
There's a really bad comedian that did that joke once.
Who's that?
I don't even remember his name.
Me? Dennis Miller?
God.
Dennis Miller is great.
So God, I just got back from Japan, and now I thought I was huge. They're like, oh, Godzilla. And I was just like,
wow.
Yeah, it was a lame joke, but it was really bad.
It was a lame fucking show. So.
And then I saw him like a year and a half later, and he did the same exact joke.
You stop that. He did not.
He should die. Same exact set.
That's terrible.
You grab him by his collars, and you slap the crap out of him.
I wanted to.
But he was on TV.
He's fucking horrible. And then he made me buy his CD, and I felt bad.
You made?
So I buyed one.
What?
I buyed one. I got the fucking Vaughn.
Oh, my God. I've been back for a day, and you
turn his mic off, Carly.
My two-and-a-half-year-old cousins.
Don't you dare.
No, not mine. Dare. His.
No, Vaughn. Turn Vaughn's
don't
mic
off. Don't turn me off.
I don't want to hear any more fucking Vaughncabulary.
Derek is off. We can do whatever we want
awesome.
Now.
Holy shit. So Vendo.
Derek is fucking fat.
And he won't get up to change.
And you got to look at the... You should see the
just
look.
Wave his arms.
You got to see the look
Carly.
On Derek's
Carly?
Face.
Carly? No, Carly's face. You better like, ha ha.
Derek's just going to press the button that fucking shuts the show off from his override computer.
I fucking wouldn't care because I'm only going to get 4 hours of sleep tonight.
No, seriously, my 4-year-old...
All right, put him back.
Your 4-year-old girlfriend?
My almost 3-year-old cousins don't... they don't say bide. They don't do that.
Bide?
What? It was an accident.
I know. Christ, can't fuck up a word.
What'd you say the other day that you messaged me? Tooken? You said Tooken.
I said Tooken a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You said Tooken as well.
Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Isn't there a board post that you made from the last
show? About dove and dive?
Yeah, you had to make a 20 fucking paragraph thing about dove
and
dive.
All I did was copy and paste, Vaughn.
Yeah, tool.
That took 4 seconds.
Big deal. You still had to think about it.
No, I didn't.
You were like, oh, I got to write this. Oh, wait, I found it online. I'll copy it.
Listening to the show.
Tull.
Hear the part of the show.
Cry River.
Maybe something like that.
Make your own balls.
Oh, I should point out that I do know a real way that you can use the word Tooken. It is correct.
Thank you.
Tooken.
Really? Okay, here's how you can use it. There was a penis that Vaughn took in the ass.
Nice.
Nice. Awesome.
Nice. So true.
Yeah, whose penis was it?
Steve's.
Vendo, 1.
Ew.
Vaughn, 0.
Steven, number 2.
Ew.
Thank you. See, he doesn't even diss me anymore.
Yeah, because he's fucking scared of you.
Well, no, he just respects me because I'm funny and you're a worthless faggot.
Who respects you?
Vaughn.
Wow.
Okay. That's sad, though, sir.
Are we ready for a break?
I guess
I'm ready for a death.
Vendo, it's been nice talking to you,
I'm ready
sir.
For the fucking ambulance.
As always,
Vendo, enjoy the next
10 minutes.
10 minutes of your lunch break. We're gonna take a break.
Yeah, I'm gonna hop on the scooter and head home.
Oh, God. Thank you for filling the last 20 minutes of the show.
That's because you got to air out your cock for standing in a fucking Japanese bunghole.
And Chris said he meant a baseball cap.
Oh.
And he said to do on the Chaos Radio show on Saturday to have sex with some girl.
Chaos Radio Saturday. Wouldn't that be Hooter and Greenway?
Aren't they off? Did somebody say they were off now or something?
Something like that.
What's going on? We'll talk about
He said during the Chaos Radio show, he's home on Saturdays. Oh. Maybe it's his Saturday.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, it is his Saturday. You're
Thank
right.
Thank you.
Shut up.
Okay.
Stop her from eating paper.
So basically, you got to set it up to where you can fuck some gooker.
Yeah, just gooker.
He could have done the last time he was on the chat.
Yeah,
on
you
their
know,
show.
When you're riding home.
With his last girlfriend, it's still at the house.
Look for some fucking zipperhead banging a gong, howling
Whoa.
At the moon, and fucking
Charlie
take
in
her
the,
home.
Charlie on the cock.
Charlie don't swim. All right, goodbye, Vendo.
Bye, Vendo.
See you later, dude.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was nice.
Japan. Is that him? Does he do that for AOL? Who knows? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Yeah,
I'm
baby.
I'm fucking going to kill myself.
I'm going to shit my pants.
It's the Aristocrats.
Ruff, ruff, ruff. It's the Aristocrats, we're back.
I didn't come stealing. Come on. Come on.
That video is fucking funny as hell.
Yeah.
I love when they do the dance sequence.
And now Perry Farrell's in one of the shittiest bands he's been in.
What is that?
Love
that fucking,
Planet or something like that? It's the one where he's got the... He somehow... What the fuck is going on? Why does it look like he got a dildo in his ass?
Did you say Terry Farrell?
What the fuck?
Perry Farrell.
I thought you said Terry.
Yeah, Terry
Farrell.
Funk is in the band.
Terry Farrell.
Perry Farrell is
it's
probably the
gayest
man.
I forget what the
ever.
Name of the band is, but one of the tracks he was able to get like an old Morrison like recording that he never got. He never was able to put on a song. You know, like just of him like doing like his stupid poetry.
Yeah.
And I just did a song around it.
Yeah.
It sounds like shit. Okay.
Perry Farrell is he very does. Very gay.
Porno for pyros.
Okay.
Is he really gay?
Probably.
Like, is it like a fact? As far as I know, he has a wife.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
Well, John Waters had a wife for years, and then he finally decided to come out.
Well, because he met you. He was like a fat lady who's a woman.
You know what I hear? You know what I hear while we're talking? I hear Steve texting.
Yeah.
I know.
I'll be home soon, honey.
My back is killing me.
I have a dildo in my ass.
Black sailor boyfriend.
Wow.
So what do we got in the news,
Your
Derek?
Dick killed my spine.
You're fucking Alabama. While we were on break, Derek
the Alabama
is,
hammer.
While we're on break, Derek is sitting there trying to, like, I don't know, make Steve fly before he's, like, chicken winging him.
Well, no,
was
actually,
that?
Derek assumed a fetal position and tore ass.
He did.
No, I tore ass when we got out of the thing. That was
no, that
honestly.
Was me farting.
That was beautiful.
So, Owen Wilson, huh?
Yeah, who's that?
What the fuck happened to him? Is he in the paper?
I don't know, dude.
He OD'd on heroin and cocaine, slit his wrists, and then stupid fucking Luke had to find him
after.
Laying on the ground, all bloody and ODing and
awesome.
Whatnot. And now he's out, I guess.
What an absolute douche.
Now he's in Italy to hype his flick, the Darjeeling Limited.
Mm, good.
Whatever the fuck that means.
The fuck are you doing? Stop
Steve,
that.
Knock it off.
Sorry about that.
Put the mic on.
What was that?
Turn up
what
his
was
mic.
That?
He's
it's
texting.
Him texting.
Texting.
Feverishly.
God.
I will bring home the Pampers.
I don't know. I guess it just goes to show that, you know, people that are rich and famous and have everything.
Are as fucked up as us?
Pretty much as fucked up as anybody.
More so.
Yeah. I was trying to explain this to a friend of mine at work. I was like, well, just think about it. Like, he's at the point where he's, you know, he's pretty freaking famous. Like, pretty much everybody knows who he is.
Uh-huh. I'd say.
So, like, think about it. Like, your life is, like, you can't go anywhere without some dickhead following you, taking your pictures.
Especially with that fucking nose.
Well, that too.
It's not like he can blend in.
Yeah, exactly. He can wear a baseball cap all he wants. He got a fucking Jimmy Durante nose. Like, you know, people probably just fuck with him and send him, like, death threats.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, people stalk him probably.
Maybe. Steve.
Well, yeah. I mean, my friend, he's like, oh, you think so? I'm like, you're a dumbass. Of course. He's fucking famous. Like,
it's fucking Tears of a Clown, man.
Well,
Tears of a Clown.
You know, and you would know because you fucked 10.
10. Wow. Not one, but 10.
10 clowns. Oh. One clown, yeah. Fuck off.
Does that count as 1-10? You fucked a clown with shit in his pants.
She was at least a 7. What?
Was she really?
Yeah, she was decent.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
I get
With the makeup on.
Yeah, with this makeup on, she was at least an 8.
He fucked
makeup off. She had a
Everyone in the clown
cock.
College wanted her. You know what it is? He probably fucked ICP and didn't realize.
And you know
it.
What, too? Yeah. She put cover up makeup over her cock.
Nice.
Wow. Holy shit.
Nice.
It's just a rash.
Like a giant labia.
It's just a prop. She said it was a prop.
What is it, China doll?
It's just a long meat curtain.
Getting back to Luke Wilson.
Owen Wilson?
Owen Wilson?
Luke. That's Owen.
I get them all.
Yeah.
Well, his brother's Luke.
Well, yes. Okay.
Yeah, well, he's not dead.
No, he's not.
We're not trying to talk.
There's Owen.
Ugh.
Steve, you all right?
Oh, he's just moving. I thought he was going to rip one.
Anytime someone stands up.
Oh! Put your shirt down!
You're still not that fucking skinny fat boy.
Yeah, you're still
Jesus
not hot.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway. Eat me. That was embarrassed. I read somewhere that he got the heroin from Courtney Love.
Have you seen her?
She does heroin?
She's pretty bad. You think?
Dude, have you seen her? She looks fucking raw.
Did she try to stage his suicide?
Yeah.
Too?
Here's the shotgun. Here's the heroin.
He is like an ugly Kurt Cobain kind of.
Let me date you for like 2 weeks so I can get your money.
As if Kurt Cobain was attractive.
Oh, well.
I'll write a response on a PA system and have all these stupid kids crying around you.
I can't picture somebody carving Owen into their arm.
I can't either.
I could.
How do you spell that?
He's like an ugly Kurt or like a good-looking Courtney.
Yeah.
I can't figure out which one.
Pick one.
She's pure Kingsburg.
Thanks. She's pure something. Like,
you would just see her in Kingsburg.
No one gets that.
Oh, we do.
It's way too local.
Oh, we do.
Need to put a map up. Kingsburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Australia has a Keensburg of its own.
I bet it does.
Comb your mustache.
It's called Queensland.
Wow.
Nice. Again.
Queensland?
Queensland.
Oh.
I couldn't even find it on a map.
Oh,
with
would
that
you?
South Carolina fucking broad, whatever.
What about?
That Miss USA?
Yeah.
The one runner-up, she like...
Oh, God.
What the fuck did she say?
She said that people don't know where the United States is on a map because a lot of people don't have maps.
Yes.
And then somehow she got into talking about how America should support South Africa and Asia.
Yeah, it went on for like 20 minutes, right? Yeah.
Nah, like 20 seconds.
Dumb whore.
She completely lost it, and she kept on changing things and going
off
on
tangents.
She
didn't blink the whole time.
No.
I hate to stop the show, but Steve is going to the hospital.
Good, Steve. Go.
That's what you should do.
Should have done that 2 days ago.
Should have done that hours ago.
All right, later, dude.
Don't die later.
Good luck, man.
The show's going to fall apart.
You need somebody to drive you, Steve?
It ain't going to be...
All right, I'll call a cab for you, man.
Not me, because I've been drinking.
Vaughn, driving the hospital.
I've been drinking. I have.
Yeah, me too.
All right, dude.
Carly, get off your ass and drive him.
All right, good luck, Steve.
Good luck with that.
Originally, we were going to go to White Castle at 11 o'clock and have Carly do an hour.
Vaughn, why don't you drive him?
Why don't you die?
Well, you wouldn't drive him?
I drank. I was
so
drinking.
What?
I had 2 beers.
All the more.
I'm done.
No,
can't go anymore.
Yeah, he's probably
there. We go. Because you don't want me on the show. I know. I understand.
He's probably we just lost the fifth of today's show.
It's the end of it's the last show anyway.
Yeah, not only was it
his last
show,
he fucking leaves and goes to the hospital.
Pussy.
Take care. Is he really going to the hospital?
That's what he said.
Or his wife.
I fuck your ass. He said, I'm going to the hospital. It's that bad.
Wow.
His back is fucked up.
Well, yeah. But it's been like that for how many days now? 3 days?
3 or 4.
Is that 3?
Lily, you want to drive him?
Oh, yeah.
Lily made an appearance on the show.
Yeah, wow. Give me Yellow Man.
Yeah, yeah. Give me Yellow Man. Be good.
Actually, the show would probably be better if we just did that voice the entire
We need to get Fat Tony on the show again.
You don't
remember him?
Yeah.
He didn't do too well last time.
No, he didn't.
Yeah. Said that there was problems on the phone.
So. Yeah, there was food stuck in the earpiece.
He sounded like he was in a gymnasium.
He was the gymnasium.
It was just his kitchen. That's how big it is.
Big old industrial
like meat freezers.
Noah built his house.
Like a naval base's kitchen.
So Rosie O'Donnell's off the View, as everyone knows.
Right.
Sure.
And
why'd they do that?
I don't know.
She's fat. She's
fat. So they had Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, that's a better choice.
Another like
dyke Jew.
Yeah.
Nigger.
Didn't that start?
Exactly.
That started today.
Today. Okay.
And in her debut, she defended Michael Vick in his dogfighting case. Her first day on the job.
What a dummy.
Cool. I want to smash her face with a hammer now.
Well, you know what? She did play Guinan, and Guinan has all the answers.
That's
so
true.
She must know. She must know.
Who?
Who?
She said that from
Star
where
Trek.
He's from in the South, dogfighting isn't that unusual.
So that makes it right.
It's like cockfighting in Puerto Rico.
Or cockfighting in Jersey.
There are certain things that are indicative to certain parts of the country.
You know what, though? He is a football player.
So is picking cotton in that part of the country. I ain't going to put him down.
That's once. See, that's the problem. That is the problem with blacks.
Yeah.
Okay, right there.
They always stick up. Well, no, if this is a white Irish guy, wouldn't you think I'd be backing him up? Probably
what?
Not.
No.
I wouldn't be either.
No,
he's
but
a piece
that's
of shit either way.
But that's the point Steve's trying to
Carly,
make.
Carly, can I say what you just typed to me?
Yes.
Please go ahead before I make my point.
Carly said, fuck Whoopi then, stupid cunt. stupid leather wallet cunt.
Nice.
So this is the problem. Like awesome. when you hear about any black celebrity, like, oh well, you know, I dealt drugs because I needed money. You couldn't get a job.
No.
Couldn't work.
Couldn't
work. I worked at Wendy's. Mm-hmm. Disgusting job. I did it because I needed money. I paid for myself to go to Germany. There you go. It's called hard work, motherfucker. Do it.
But also, if you see those kind of people who are like, you know, they're getting rich now. Like, what is it? Biggie Smalls is a big drug dealer when he was a younger, fatter man. And look at him. He's dead.
Yeah. In particular, I remember Snoop Dogg.
Make a long story short, he's dead.
Well, I remember Snoop Dogg. He's like, I worked at this grocery store making, you know, $5 an hour bagging groceries. My homies was out front making $300-$400 a night. They're dealing drugs. Does it make it okay? They're doing something illegal and dangerous and poisonous. Because they have money, so they can go buy cars and shit.
So he feels that the ends justifies the means.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Still, he was still part of like the Crips, wasn't he? Wasn't he still part of the Crips?
Who cares?
Well, he became one, but it doesn't mean anything. Yeah. He's still
bagging groceries at night and capping rounds in the evening.
The thing is, though, it's like to try to like peg it as a cultural thing. Like, well, you know, he probably didn't think it was that bad. It's where he was brought up. No. He's probably traveled all over the place, and for how many years that he's been playing football now, you kind of realize at some point that, you know, hey, I went up north and I couldn't find a single dog fighting competition, so I'm gonna go back home and I'm gonna do it there.
No,
go back
here's
to my
the thing.
Roots.
Dog fighting might be indicative of his area,
yeah,
but so is dragging black people behind vans.
That's true.
But we're not doing that up here.
Also, the thing is,
we don't condone it.
It's
as
not like
much as we should.
It's not like he was. It's not like he was doing a Mets like a. He was playing for the Giants and went shit. There's no fucking dog fighting. I'm gonna do it down where I live. He's been doing it for years, and he's just a selfish prick who was like, you know what. I might get in trouble, but I like the fucking money. You know? And that's it. It's the truth. He wanted the fucking money. He liked the money.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he kept doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there was mounting evidence.
Which is exactly
that's how he
correct,
got caught.
Vaughn. Yeah. He liked the money, and he knew it wasn't right or that he could get in trouble for it. It's not that he thought it was okay and this is just something they do.
No, but
that's what I'm saying. It's stupid. Common sense tells you that this isn't something that you should be doing.
But it's like Whoopi's going, oh, all those ignorant niggers down there, they all fucking do that, so no big deal.
Yeah, that's literally what she's saying, which is she's just making them look
but
worse.
She's saying it so the fat, frumpy housewife folding her kid's underwear for the 14th time goes, yeah,
you look at whose dog is going, woohoo!
You're right.
Flapping her fucking laundry.
You're right, Whoopi, and I loved you in Sister Act 2.
No, you didn't.
No, I've always hated her guts. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it's a double standard, and I brought up the black fella getting dragged.
Yes.
Behind the truck.
Yeah.
Right.
Drugs.
Vonerisms.
I don't even know what it is now. I'm hanging around you too much. Is it dragged or drugged?
Dragged.
Okay. See, I don't even know anymore. Vaughn's fucking rubbing off
on
me.
It's strung up.
Ooh, is he really?
It's droon.
It's strung up.
But anyway,
yeah.
That's something that is indicative to that part of the land.
Mm-hmm.
There are Klansmen and there are extreme racists that do that. Mm-hmm. But no one's going to bring that up.
There's probably as many people who do that as dogfighting.
Yeah, and I'm not condoning it. They're both horrible things. I would never kill another human.
I just
wouldn't do it. I'm sorry. I'm not a flaming racist.
You might wind up killing Carly with the methane. You might.
That's not my fault.
What are you gonna do? Wait, what are you going to do if that actually happens? If he kills Carly with the methane one day... What are we going to say? Because he's Scottish and he eats all that fucking haggis, he's fine?
Well, yeah.
He comes from that part of the country?
Because I've had haggis before.
I
don't know. What was the first? I know. Carly had it. She said it was good.
All right. How can we defend that? How can we say,
if I woke up one day and Carly was dead from my farts, I think the first thing I would do is message you and go like, dude.
It happened.
Yeah, it happened.
His kike...
It's over.
Code green.
His kikeness was
code
so
brown.
Not... Listen. He's
smoke wins.
Code beige. Oops.
That's so inside.
Yeah, it's very inside.
It's so inside. It's almost outside.
All his relatives who had to deal with all that, you know, all those showers. Now he finally got to do it to somebody else.
Oh, God. What showers are you speaking of?
The air showers.
Wow. I don't know.
My one Jewish relative was in the United States before the war.
Still, it's kind of like
they went over there just so they could experience.
They went back there. went to a camp
just
and then
to
came
survive.
Back.
Yeah, it's, you know, like it's a reality show.
You know what's funny is Anne Frank's family was refused to come to America.
Yes,
yes, we talked about this.
Whoops.
Oh, that's all those.
It's like once you go kike, you never get enough schnitzel. Yeah.
I don't know. I wonder if they.
What?
I wonder if,
it's Extreme Vaughn.
That's Vaughn's next fucking intro clip.
So yeah,
once you go kike, you never get schnitzel. All
right. Okay. Going back to the defense.
No, there is no defense at all.
No, I'm saying
there's nothing
is
at all.
Like
nothing she could take to ever justify.
Yeah,
just because she's kind of black and he is too.
Basically, she's just making up an excuse, but at the same time, she's kind of slamming an entire culture.
She's slamming her own people.
Yeah. Well, not to say that they're the only ones that do that.
Because
I'm sure you got plenty of honkies down there who are.
No, but I'm going to fucking bet the farm that more blacks do it than whites or Spanish, whatever.
Well,
I'm sure not more non-whites do it than whites.
Yeah, it's definitely brought over and
and a lot of people from the black hole and a lot of people who are a lot of black people.
Did you just say the black hole? Is that Louisiana?
No, I was going to say something else. But a lot of black people are now after this comment, if they're against the whole idea what Michael Vick did, they're all like, yeah, she's now a porch nigger. Like, what the fuck, all she's doing now is because she's with a bunch of whiteys, fucking making the good money.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And she's just going, yes, master, you want some chicken fried steak? Yes, master. That's all she's doing.
Suck Ted Dance's dick, yes, master.
While he's in the blackface, yes, master.
Jesus Christ.
What? We got to go, man. We got to get this show out.
All right, what else happened with this asshole? She's now a complete asshole. Before, she just kind of annoyed me every now and then.
I think is that seat just like cursed now?
Yeah.
It was like is that the Star Jones curse?
No, that's a.
She's another person.
That's the Mary the Three-Eyed. They've never been able to replace Star Jones yet. They fired her, and then this is the replacement for Meredith. They were trying to replace her. That's why they did Oprah.
Pretty hot.
They fucking put Oprah on it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Like if I want a millionaire, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to just see you naked, and I'll go home.
For a decent woman, for an old woman, she's actually not that bad looking.
Fucking pretty sexy.
Okay, so what else happened here, Derek?
Basically, it just says she was selected by series creator Barbara Walters to replace O'Donnell, whose stormy tenure of the ABC program lasted less than a year. In the Vic discussion, Goldberg served notice that she won't shy away from any controversy.
No shit.
So she's going for
broke.
Co-host Joy Behar looked horrified at Goldberg.
Yep.
She's gonna get
fired.
How
about dog torture and dog murderer? Or murdering, Behar said.
And she's a comedian.
Yeah.
She's a Jew.
She's not funny. She's a woman.
She's not funny at all. She's
no offense, Carly.
As worthless as possible.
Most women are not funny comedians.
Most women are worthless, too.
What? How many women comedians have you actually sat down and laughed at?
None.
Female comedians?
Yes. There's like two. Rich Voss's woman was funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've seen one on TV. I forget her name. But she does kind of the almost like so dry. Like she says jokes.
Laura Kartlinger? I think that... Laura Kartlinger, oh my God.
It might be.
The delivery
Margaret Cho
is
the only one who's ever made me laugh.
Really important.
Margaret Cho sucks.
And oftentimes...
She's awful.
There's almost like
how many
that,
times can you hear about someone's Japanese fucking grandmother?
I think it's
right enough.
I haven't heard the newest stuff, but I've only listened to when she was fat.
Oh, my grandma fucked Godzilla. Oh.
Remember when Margaret Cho was fat?
We don't.
Yeah,
do that's
the only
to
time
Korea.
I've ever seen her.
Yeah, it's the only time I've ever seen her.
Remember her TV show? Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
It was bad.
So bad.
American Girl or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Quentin Tarantino one episode.
I think if you took an entire set.
Took
that
him,
a
please.
Woman, if you took in an entire set
<doesn't make sense. laughs>
that a female comic mm-hmm. would do and give it to a guy, I think the guy will always get more laughs.
Yeah, but I don't know about the period jokes. Would they get laughs with a guy?
If you could pick out the specific stuff that's unisex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never found any woman funny, except for maybe Margaret Cho once.
Maria Bamford is pretty funny.
Yeah. I've never heard her.
And the Comedians of Comedy.
No, is she the one with the like the?
She has a little squeaky voice.
Yeah.
She does like impressions.
She's okay.
I like her.
Impressions are good.
Well, she does like a. I don't know. I'm not gonna sit here and explain her fucking act.
Yeah.
She doesn't really do impressions, but she does like voices.
Maybe Chris will play clips after the show ends.
She does characters.
Yeah.
Characters.
She does characters.
So yeah.
Mr. Imus uses a character.
Mr. Imus will be back soon.
Yeah, what's going on with him?
Well,
maybe he can get whooping.
Well, he's supposedly who? Contracted. He made. Well, we talked about the last thing that came out was that CBS finally paid him back, like paid him in full.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to put him back on their stations because they don't want the controversy. Even though I think if he ever went back, it'd be fucking ratings for at least, you know, good ratings for at least 6 months.
You think so?
And then he'd probably go back to his normal ratings, probably. Which he did good ratings. But I think if he does get picked up, there's a shit ton of people who want him.
A shit ton.
Well, yeah.
Shit ton of douchebaggery.
and they still haven't been able to fill his spot in the morning.
No.
On the Fan.
They
tried a couple people and they failed miserably. I think they're trying to do a. What the fuck's his name? Fucking some shitty.
Who's that one guy that they tried? It lasted for like
a week? I can't remember, but it was. Yeah, it lasted for about 2 weeks and they totally bombed because they just. Saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, Phyllis, it was a Boomer Esiason they're going to try to put in.
Really?
Next. Yeah.
The Boomer.
They think he's going to do well. And when he was on TV, when he used to be on CBS.
Yeah, I remember
that.
Oh,
he's fucking horrible. Uh-huh. He used to do the giant like pregame shows.
He's just the lamest white dude I've ever seen.
He really is.
He's so like white. He's
so
albino.
White bread. So white toast.
Yeah, he's like albino.
He's so clear. He's albino.
Albino besides.
He's opaque. Albino.
He's almost see through.
Yeah,
he's
Saran wrap. I'm really irritated. The View shouldn't exist.
Oh, yeah. I know.
It shouldn't exist.
But, like, what the fuck do dumbass women have to contribute to like society? No like, offense, Carly. What can they possibly contribute that's, like, smart?
The only female...
Like, oh, my God. Yeah, that's the show. Yeah. I've seen it. That's what they do.
It is.
They don't bring up, like, points. They're not intelligent. No. They're just like, oh, my God. Oh, it's so terrible. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's cute.
That's your Rosie O'Donnell right
also,
there.
Also, what is
that's
it?
That's my... All of them, except Debbie Matenopoulos is fucking hot.
That's true.
I want to eat her butthole.
Regis and Kelly. That's another shit show you can't.
At least Regis is funny.
He's old.
He's funny in like a dated kind of way. Like
an old
he's
man
got like
type
a certain,
of funny.
He's got like a certain thing that he'll always be able to do.
Yeah,
and that's it.
No, he is talented. Like he has ability to be funny and to make stuff like work.
It's mostly his voice.
Kathy though. Lee and Kelly, they're both fucking worthless. They just go, oh, that's so funny. Oh,
look at what my kid did. Oh.
Yeah,
no. Oh, God.
Kelly fucking Ripa is so untalented as far as anything. Like, have you seen her act? Like, wow. The dog can act better than her.
It's true.
And she was on soaps for years, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Something
soap
that's
actors? And yeah, soap actress.
She was
actress.
On that dumbass fucking TV show.
Yeah, soap actresses
Faith
weren't
and
the
Hope.
Best.
Faith and Hope. There you go.
Yeah, that was a shit perfect. Show, too.
Hope and Wash Up Dead Baby on the Beach.
Wow.
That is, it's not mine, though.
Wow.
It's not mine. Terrible. Glad it's canned.
When do we put up the petition to end The View?
Dude, I think it's been
sure
like,
there's
out
plenty.
There. There's plenty out there.
It's never going to go away.
As long as there's old housewives like my mother, your mother to sit there and watch this shit.
And as long as there's Barbara Walters to fund it.
Yeah, that too.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be a sad day when she does.
No.
Not for me. We'll be having a party. We'll break into whoever's show that is playing on this station and have a
fucking
you
know what?
Jamboree.
Like, this shit just goes on everywhere. You read the fucking Park Press. They got On the Run on Wednesdays for fucking housewives. Like, oh, shit, you're on the run from the fucking salon to the school to pick up your shithead kids. Your life is not stressful. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
You have JerseyShoreMoms.com where they can trade bits on how to be more fucking Jewish and capitalistic pigs than the others. Fuck you.
See,
fuck
the thing
you.
Is, like... You know, people
don't forget Thursday when it's HERS in the middle.
Steve spends a lot of time researching these things that piss him off just so that he knows what he's talking about.
Well,
so that way it's like
I don't want to say research. I just come across
and
I say to myself,
still,
what the fuck? Why does
but
this
it's
exist?
Still, it's still research. You know that when you're
in
doing something, you're going to come across something
well,
like
in a sense,
that.
I guess.
And then you're going to talk about it and you're going to say that it pisses you off. Whereas like people might hear you say certain things and be like, oh, why does he think like that? It's because this is what he sees all the time.
When I go and I read the newspaper on Wednesday, I'm like, why the fuck do these fucking moms have a fucking entire
section.
Fucking section for them?
Yeah.
Why? What do they have?
Because
like,
there's
why
a
is
lot
necessary?
Of them.
Because,
it doesn't matter, though.
They're
like,
the
their opinions
it.
Mean nothing. Like, nothing they do contributes to society in a meaningful
it's
way.
It's so generic and, like...
It's Jewish like, ass-kissing at its worst.
Everybody...
It's
like,
so fucking pandering to make money. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Buy
it's
this.
All anything
buy
is.
Buy that. I know, but it's like...
It's the only reason you and I have jobs.
Yeah. I know, but it's more than that.
No, not
well,
exactly.
I think I know what I'm going to do when Barbara Walters dies. I'm gonna email Chris and have him let me get on the air and talk for about an hour about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm just kind of pissed back off today, mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah. I'm being a little more misogynistic than usual,
but
it's still fucking dumb.
It is.
It's like, you know, I saw Jersey Shore Moms doc. I'm like, oh, so you can trade pictures of your shithead kids and your
shithead.
Fucking worthless dogs.
We don't have any pedophiles around there.
Like, yeah.
It's just to make people feel important.
iVillage.com is the same way.
It's like some Jew housewife from Marlboro doesn't need a fucking website of her own. Mm-hmm. I'm not sorry. She doesn't.
iVillage.com is a website of like chat rooms and forums and stuff like that for people who want to get shit off their backs and talk. It's mostly women who have nothing to do during the day. You know,
so that's why you have a friend. Well, I mean, what the fuck?
Well, because they're so isolated that their fucking husbands won't let them out of the house. They can't even see their
friends.
Because
that happens all the time now.
Well, you're right. It's not Japan.
No, seriously, the only reason any of this exists is because of how much people are out now and how often they're not home
or
how often they're not taking care of their own kids. Things like that. It's
another thing
just,
was
how often their daughters are fucking sick whores who put MySpace pictures up in
it gets,
fucking laundry.
It gets worse fucking 14. And worse every year because there is less and less parenting going on.
You know,
every
you know
year
I thought
every
this
generation.
Really started when I really started going like downhill was when Sex and the City was popular.
Oh yeah, dude. That's like the Beatles of fucking TV.
Yeah, it's like everybody's mother's sister, fucking girlfriend sat there and watched it and masturbated to each other to it.
Yeah.
Just menstruated
it's a bunch
at the same
of women,
time while the show came on.
It's a bunch of women chasing money and being filthy whores. That's all the show is.
Yeah.
That's
and they're going to do a movie. Uh-huh. The movie's
I don't
actually
care what
getting
you tell,
done.
You can't even tell me anything otherwise.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Not that I don't love whores.
Like,
yeah,
exactly.
God help me, I love whores.
And it's not like decent women. It's not like decent women. It's old hag women. Yeah.
That's
and,
the point.
And Hook and the fucking horse face Sarah Jessica Parker roaming around New York.
Kim Cattrall's pretty
to look
fucking hot, though.
Well, for a woman her age, yeah, she's very hot.
She's pretty fucking hot.
But she's a fucking whore.
Yeah, she's the worst. So it's like...
fucking taken in the ass every other show.
The show's degraded into, like, pretty much insults. But,
yeah,
you know.
It's like, fuck women.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except for Carly.
I think they all should have their own forum so that they stay away from us.
Wow.
You know, but
I'm glad people have their own shows, their own papers. I'm glad there's a gay and lesbian paper. I'm glad that they have their own websites so they stay away from mine.
I'm not because you know they're shoving it in your fucking face.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Well, if you were... Well, we have a certain friend who is fucking...
Steve number two.
No, forced to fucking deal with that shit.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah. No, yeah. And, like, when he tries to look at something that pertains to his interests, it's not okay.
Yeah.
But it's okay when this person looks at gay and lesbian fucking
Steve
pages.
Number one.
No, it's somebody else. But this is full-on fucking true.
Uh-huh, full-on truth.
We'll talk about this
actually,
later.
Actually, I don't know who you're talking about.
No, we'll talk about it after the show. Right. We don't have to mention it.
That's fine.
But, no, it is a... It
and
is
that's just the double standard by which all this operates.
Oh, yeah, that sucks. That's like being, like, just forced to, like I don't know, live in a cage.
you can't really do
anything.
Or you just like you can't make people angry who are going to get people in an uproar.
Oh fuck that! Yeah.
You're not gonna.
I couldn't do that.
No, you're not allowed to do that. Well, that's the thing.
Like
you're not allowed to get them angry.
Like my gay friends, I get them angry all the time. They don't like some of the views I have.
Really?
And yeah, they don't like that I use certain words. Like I use like I oh like
my
like,
friends
like Tukin fellatio.
Yeah.
No, like. Like my friend, he always busts my ass. He's like, oh, that's a great way to be.
Oh, what? What does he do?
He busts my ass. So,
boom! There you go, Vaughn.
Because I'm like, he'll
take
say
this
fuck.
Load.
What'd you say, Vaughn?
Call me Donnie.
Because he'll say something really gay, something really retarded. Like I'm like, and I'm like, way to push your homo class back 3 years. And he's like, oh, that's nice to say. I'm like, what? You said the most retarded thing I've just heard in my life.
Wow.
And I can't put you. And I can't.
Is that
kind of
like saying you're Polish? You're showing.
Wait.
Yeah.
What
along
are you,
those
Jerry
lines?
Lewis?
Wow.
Aren't you guys?
No, asshole.
I swear to God, I thought you were.
Uh-huh.
You're a fucking douche.
That's the only reason why I had you on the show.
Yeah.
I'm fucking both of you.
When I first heard about you, I thought you were just like a weird exhibitionist.
Yeah.
And then I met you, and I was like, oh my god.
Oh, wow, what a fucking douchebag.
And now I'm not sure you're on the fence.
Can
you're like Prince. You know what? You're like Prince to me.
Kinda.
I don't know what you are.
He's androgynous.
Yeah, I'm androgynous. Like a fucking Yeti. I'm androgynous.
Like a Yeti.
What? I'm pretty sure whatever. Yetis are both male and female.
Not abominable. Well, maybe that.
No, he is.
It's close. No, give us an example, Vaughn, of what you've said in front of your gay friends.
Like, I just bring up stupid shit. Like, I don't know. I don't. It's not like I don't mean to offend, but sometimes it does come.
All right, fine. Do you bring up Larry King or that weird drag queen thing you like?
Oh,
is that what it's called?
Larry
King. Murray Hill.
Murray Hill.
How do you remember?
Whatever. What?
No, I've dick? Met her a couple times. She's not a bad person.
I like to suck dicks.
That's.
But every time I've met her, she's always been in character. I've never met the real person.
Oh, trust me, you're meeting the real person.
Some people play characters, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah,
comb your mustache.
Not like this show.
You've said comb your mustache 3 or 4 times this show.
Yeah, you need to.
Uh-huh.
You really need to.
There you go, Vaughn.
Get the comb.
Clean out your beard if you're going to talk shit.
I cleaned out my beard. I just fucking combed it.
How long are you going to let it go?
I'm letting it go as far as I can.
I'm going to grow my goatee out like I did in 99. Awesome.
Yeah?
Like down?
The big bush?
Yeah. I'm going to like... Awesome. Like how you
like
had
I
it.
Had
you
it,
had
yeah.
it for a while like yeah. that. Yeah. I'm going to do
yeah,
that.
It's gone now.
This kid at work said I couldn't do it, so I'm going to do it.
He said you couldn't do it?
Yeah, he didn't believe me.
Could not?
What
he's just
mean,
one of those
exactly?
people. He doubts everything.
You can't do that.
He said you can't do it?
He's like, oh, no, I don't know about that. I'm like... Have you ever seen Scott Ian? Like, is that
he's
impossible?
Like, I don't think hair grows that long on your face.
Well, he's like that. He just kind of doubts things. Like, you know,
facial
I don't know.
Hair
doubting
doesn't...
Thomas. Yeah, exactly.
He's I don't like think my dick can go that deep in you.
Debbie Downer.
Wow.
But he's bottom like, oh, no, you had. I can't believe you had it that long. I'm like, no, I had it pretty fucking long.
I think I had it that long first out of all you guys.
It was pretty long.
Derek's the originator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. First and then Pat's the one that brought it to the next level by mm-hmm. having it. Like down to his chest.
He had the Lane Staley kind of thing going.
I don't know who that is.
The Alice Chain singer who's fucking dead.
They actually are doing a reunion tour now. You know that?
Oh yeah. Really?
They got him up.
Oh, they weren't just at PNC with Velvet Revolver.
They got a black guy.
They have a black guy with an afro as
what?
A singer who yes. apparently sounds amazing.
Sounds just
yeah.
like him.
Yeah, I haven't heard recordings, but that's through the grapevine.
I don't think they're gonna do recordings, but maybe. Yeah. Well, wasn't Lane Staley like
no,
the
I mean, like,
principal
people,
songwriter of the
I haven't heard like
all right,
live.
Whoa, hold on.
I haven't heard live stuff. As
neither
well,
have I.
Recordings. Anyway.
Now you
isn't Lane Staley like the wasn't he the principal songwriter for the band?
Actually, Jerry Cantrell was.
Yes.
Was he? Oh, yes. Then they could probably still continue.
Yeah.
No, they definitely
fucking,
can,
they
but
Lane
was just like the band.
Yeah.
Like, as good was, as Jerry is, yeah. and he's fucking good.
Mm-hmm. His solo records never did anything.
I don't know. To that crowd, it probably worked. I didn't care too much for it.
There's kids nowadays that are our age or even younger, like the younger generation, who are like, who, you know, Alice in Chains, oh, whatever. And they'll fucking pick up the records and they'll be into it. And they'll see them live like they just like they're doing now. Like they're
yeah, they don't
now.
Know.
They don't fucking know who Lane Staley is. They don't give a fuck.
Well, you know why I liked Alice in Chains was good? Because of the mix of the two. Mm-hmm. They had the two vocal styles, which were completely different. And that's why I liked it.
Yes. Just like Foo Fighters. No one, the kids who fucking are into Foo Fighters, if you're not our age, you don't know who the fuck Nirvana is.
Hey, you mean Kurt Cobain Killers?
Kurt Cobain
Killers.
Like,
I see kids who are like 14, 15 years old wearing Nirvana shirts. I'm like, dude, get the fuck over it. He's dead.
Oh, no. You see kids with like Zeppelin shirts when they're like 12.
What's that famous phrase, Derek?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay. Dead, get over it.
Yeah, get over it. Or, like, yeah, Led Zeppelin. It's like, John Bonham's been dead for 40 years.
Like, name one member of Led Zeppelin, please.
Wow.
Robert Plant. Yeah, okay, that's all you know. Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Robert
People Ball. Who are still into The Who, like, who are, like,
who?
Kids who are, like, 14 who are listening to The Who, and I'm like, okay, name one besides Robert Daltrey.
Robert Daltrey.
Yeah, we always get, like, one person in a band that
it's
you
like,
can name.
Keith Moon. He's been dead for years. Go fuck yourself.
I know. He ran over his
Animal.
Chauffeur. Whoops.
He fucking killed himself.
Like, I don't like the fact that I can probably name everybody from Kiss. I don't like that.
I don't like that either.
I don't like that.
You have to.
But I don't like that. Like, I don't like that their real names were, you know, they've been exposed to me enough for me to remember them.
And you never listened to a full Kiss record.
And I've only listened to maybe, like, 6 or 7 Kiss songs in my life.
I hated all of them except maybe one.
All of them except War Machine. And War Machine has to be something they stole from somebody. There's no way they wrote that song.
No way.
It's impossible. I don't even think they recorded it. I think that somebody lied and said,
I think
oh,
Black Sabbath did it.
Yeah, seriously. Black Sabbath or, like, I don't know. So it just can't be. Can't be a Kiss song.
Fucking Jefferson Starship.
Yeah, maybe.
I love meeting kids who, like, think they're, like, the shit when they're wearing, like, an Ozzy Osbourne t-shirt. And I'm like, yeah, that's fucking the shit. Like, why are you giving him money?
It's just bandwagon.
Why are you giving his wife more reasons to put him on tour?
That's true.
Why are you giving Ozzy's his wife a guy, fucking though. Big?
Yeah, you see that ring on her hand? Yarmulke. It's from you buying all those fucking t-shirts and Hot Topic.
No, Ozzy has made some good songs.
He still has. He still does.
Really good. But
Ozzy's mega influential. That's beyond like.
Yeah, aside from all his shenanigans.
Well,
he's so fucking dead, though. It's like, I'm not kidding. He's like being kept alive by like a car battery.
He's pretty much washed up at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But he's, you know.
But he's gone.
He's a living legend, as far as I'm concerned. So, what the hell?
I'm not like a huge Ozzy fan or anything.
I'm not really either. I mean, I definitely some of the songs I like, but you gotta give him credit where it's due. Mm-hmm. You know. Ozfest was free this year.
It was.
Yeah, did anybody go in this room?
No one went and got killed.
Yeah,
couldn't get tickets and die.
Didn't two people die this year?
They did.
Yes.
Good for them.
From drugs and alcohol?
Thanks to that, you can't drink at the PNC anymore.
You can't pregame. Yeah. Oh,
thanks
well.
Thanks to that and Gay Stefani and fucking gay-ass fucking Fallout Boy.
Uh-huh.
And fucking what else? Like,
Carly's face looked right at her when he said Gwen Stefani.
Gay Stefani. Oh. Nobody went to pay $25 to park. to go to a free concert where you could park for free before.
I refuse. I was like, people were like, oh, you go to Ozfest? I'm like, nah, the tickets were sold out. Oh, we could buy it. I'm like, why am I going to buy tickets to go to a free concert? Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Was there anybody even playing that was even worth seeing?
There was a couple bands that I was interested in to go see, but I wasn't interested in them enough that I couldn't see them on their own tours.
Yeah, you're right.
Which that concert I went to in New York was an Ozfest off night.
Who was playing?
Yeah, that was
show?
Nile. So like, I was like, oh, cool. I want to go see them. They were playing Ozfest as one of the main acts, but hey, I'll go see them in a small club. You know,
it wasn't really
so much better.
Yeah. Wait, where did you go see them?
In B.B. King's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Which is the strangest setup for fucking extreme metal ever.
Because it's like a diner, isn't it? Like a restaurant? No,
like a lounge, and there's like people sitting eating fucking meals. And the waiter comes over, he's like, what do you want to eat?
I know.
Like when the band's playing as loud as possible.
Fucking parents.
They got 10 stacks of Marshalls, and I'm like, oh my God. Like this place is no bigger than like two of these apartments together.
There's a bunch of tourists with their kids. And fucking Niles playing.
That.
That's
I've
frightening.
Seen really? That.
They frightening. Like don't know what they're walking into.
I don't know if they know or they don't know or they don't care. Like a family, like six or seven people, like with kids.
Like they hear like, so there's some band is playing. Oh, let's go to the city and see a band play.
Cannibal
and meanwhile, they're just like,
there's some guy with like corpse paint, like singing about Satan. And I'm like, oh my, like do you know what you're watching? Like, I don't know. It's very interesting. That's New York, I guess. Another interesting thing about the club is. You don't get patted down. You don't go through a fucking metal detector. Nothing.
Yeah, that's a lot
and
of them.
And, yeah, you think about that. Like, hey, you're in New York. You're going to a show where there's a lot of fucking freaks that go to these things. A lot of crazy, weird people. You know, and it's like...
The only time I've ever been patted down was, like, for, like, the Warped Tour.
Yeah, shit like that. You go to Starland, like and it's like, I go through three fucking security clearances.
Oh, yeah, Starland. But, like, everywhere else, like, Stone Pony, I've never been patted down. You know,
I wanted to make one's gay joke. It was just too easy.
The knitting factory in the city, Roseland, any of the big places in Manhattan, I've never been patted down.
When we went to Irving Plaza.
Yeah, Irving Plaza.
Nobody even gave you a pat down.
No, I got
they did. I did. Okay, no, never mind.
They did with you.
Entrance hall, big black guy.
They did with you because you look fucking menacing.
Big black guy.
No, I forgot they did. I was thinking of something else.
I haven't gotten patted down. The only time I get patted down is when it's like an all-day show.
I bet.
And they pat my balls,
Probably all
they're
five
like,
of
they're
them.
They're like, what is this lump, sir?
It's my nuts.
This must be a weapon
We have to
mints.
Flag this one.
You wanna...
what are you doing? It's just my tumor ball. Yeah, all right.
It's a fucking weapon.
Drop
it's
those
like
pants.
A fucking...
No!
It's a weapon of mass disgusting.
Yeah. Oh. A weapon of mass production.
It's like a Hulk glove wrapped in concrete.
Oh, there it is.
It is. It is. Definitely.
Damn right.
A Hulk glove fucking wrapped in rotting flesh.
Ew.
But to me, especially after the whole 9/11 thing, like you don't see a lot of turbans in these places. But even still, like security's tight all over.
Yeah.
You know, like, or at least I thought it was.
Oh, yeah. They got like the SWAT teams
in the railway stations.
Yeah.
Apparently not in fucking Queens because some dumb spick just got shot and stabbed.
Really?
By like five Negroes, right as he's standing waiting for the train. Whoops.
He was dumb.
Well, that's the garden. They're only watching out there.
No, this was Queens.
They're not gonna go to Queens with fucking AK-47 standout guard.
Yeah, they don't care.
Fuck that. They're like you're out there. You
only because the garden's there and it makes money. So that's the only reason they give a shit.
Sound like they're walking around Harlem with fucking like Tech Nines.
That is true.
I mean, the blacks are walking around with Tech Nines.
Exactly.
But there's no white guys in full riot gear walking around with Tech Nines.
No, there is.
fucking grenade launchers and
you're
shit.
You're right over there, Derek.
Yeah.
You okay, Derek?
He looks a little disenchanted.
You want to talk, Derek?
You know, I'm pretty much, I just want to go home because I got to get up at 5:30.
Oh, good night. Why don't we close the show?
I know Derek's feeling
yeah, let's
that
just let's just close the show.
Well, you're not talking, dude. What the hell?
What do you want? What, where am I going to hop in?
You can contribute.
He can listen.
It's fucking okay. Motor mouths. I can't jump in.
There you go. Give him his dead air quick.
Jesus all right, Christ. All right. Well, now I got nothing to say.
So.
I mean, Vaughn getting patted down. There's nothing you could contribute with that. Come on.
Yeah.
Fuck, no, is that a child holding onto your fucking ball? What the fuck
yeah, is it is. That's it, Vaughn.
Baby hanging out of my nut.
I'm still angry about Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, that's just...
I'm going to be angry about that for a few days.
Really? You're going to go to work tomorrow and be
pissed?
I'm
going
to
wake up.
I am.
Pissed off.
I am. I'm going to be very angry about
you'll
that.
You'll be shucking lettuce and just be like, fucking Whoopi Goldberg.
Shucking lettuce, even though he works in grocery.
Anyway.
Axe-wielding mother invades school playground. A woman turned up to a school in Sweden on Monday armed with an axe and a crowbar.
Listening to ICP.
Reportedly to defend her bullied son.
That's cool. I like that.
I chop people.
She was a Nordic goddess.
Hingadurga dingadurga. I chop people.
The woman arrived. Ospec Gymnasium School in Laholm.
It's gymnasium, actually.
Oh. Gymnasium.
Yeah. That's what they call schools. Yeah. That's what they call them in Europe.
Oh, wow.
I'm nauseated.
Yeah. Southern Sweden at lunchtime on Monday, following a call from her son. She had been subjected... He had been subjected to taunts by some of his classmates. Exactly what caused the argument is not yet clear.
His name is Superman.
Yeah, probably.
His name is Sven.
Super Sven.
He showed them his dong.
By the time the police arrived at the scene, the mother had disappeared. Dun, dun, dun.
In the shadows.
They later caught up with her and interviewed her and a number of the pupils. This was, of course, an unsettling incident for us. Particularly as somebody who went as far as to bring a crowbar and an axe, the headmaster, Brent Carlson, said.
What a dick.
She was ready.
She was. She was.
Yeah, I like a woman with a little bit of spunk, though. That's cool. I like that.
Police say the mother and the pupil started arguing outside the school gates. The atmosphere was, quote, threatening, according to reports. No one was injured, ba-ba-ba. No one's been arrested. Arrested, ba-ba-ba.
That's how do you awesome. Not get arrested for showing up at a playground with
I
weapons?
I don't know. Apparently you could do that in Sweden. I'm
pretty lax over there.
I'm moving to fucking Scandinavia.
All they do is smoke
if you have
pot.
An axe in your trunk and you're within like 80 feet of a school, you could get arrested here.
Yeah, like incidentally I was reading, like I'm interested in buying a gun and I was looking at a website and about rules about how, you know, how can you safely transport a gun, like yeah. The laws, and it's like, well, the gun has to be in the trunk in a lockbox or something like it. And the ammunition has to be in a separate cargo area, not yep. within the same trunk. Like, what the fuck, yeah, dude? Yep. Like, by the time you load a gun, either the person's going to run away or call the police.
Hold on. I got to go back home and get my bullets.
Let me get my little treasure fucking chest and open my fucking box and get the gun out. And where's my ammunition? Oh, it's in this little duffel bag. Let me get
that. I got to FedEx the muzzle.
The scumbag that we used to work with had a gun. The one who stole my identity?
Yeah,
I know.
And,
I knew who you were talking
he kept
about.
It in the trunk. And he kept his bullets in the glove compartment.
Yeah, yeah, they have to be separate.
Yeah.
Like, they have to be completely separate areas of the car.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, it was very strange. But I was like, wow, it's pretty gay.
Whatever. All right, you got to stop that one.
I'm sorry. You do. No, I mean breathing.
Yeah.
In general.
Mm-hmm. We mean coming to the show.
Wow, nice.
We mean working as, you know.
What I heard last Tuesday was pretty gruff.
Okay.
Yeah, what did we say? I don't remember.
I don't remember because I was just pretty more preoccupied. I was pretty much more preoccupied with bashing Eric than
Derek McGruff
listening to the show.
Where was your woman at?
Take
I
a
just
bite
got home
out of Kron.
Hanging out with her.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
Hanging out.
Take a bite out of Vaughn.
Yeah, hanging out. What's up, man?
What else?
What, you still think I'm a homo?
Irwin. No one cares.
We already talked about it.
Yes, we did.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, 1 year.
Let's talk about Steve Irwin.
Okay, it was a year ago today.
I thought he died on 9/11.
Can we shove Bindi up his dead corpse?
Bindi,
asshole?
She's gonna be cute.
She is.
She's
gonna
I hope adorable. So. She's fucking outstanding. I hope she doesn't
she's
look
outstanding.
I hope she doesn't look as frumpy as her mother. All does.
All right, Shout Khan.
She's not frumpy.
Her mother?
Not really.
For an American,
well, she might have gained weight since her husband fucking died.
Dude, she's been that way the whole time.
Wow.
I wonder if the toucher fucked her.
Could have. She's one of two women
or
in Australia.
Besides all the blacks.
They don't really have women. They have like those fucking robot women.
They're like Transformers. There's like no females.
They have a ton of black women.
That's true. There's no female Transformers. Really.
There's that one.
There's one in the movie, and then there's three that for whatever reason they decided to bring into the series. And they actually noted in the series, one of the characters said, "I thought they were extinct."
What was her name? Yeast the Misinfection?
Something like that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I thought they were all extinct.
Now what year was that? Same guy. What season was that?
God, two maybe.
Season two.
This is like 1986.
Oh my God, this show sucks. Was it season two? You sure?
Something
I thought
like
it was
that.
Season three they started bringing women up.
No.
I've only seen maybe like 15 season three.
Minutes. 15
really not
wow.
Good notes.
The door's so not locked.
Yeah.
You can walk out at any time. Mm-hmm.
You can we already had one person leave.
Take your headphones with you.
Ooh, damn. Ooh.
Well, it's his fucking show. Risky. Even though Eric on last Tuesday was saying he fucking created the show.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Who's that? What?
Eric, he created the show.
It was birthed. It was conceived from
through his fat dad.
It was conceived from his idea, but if he created it, I got a big bill for him.
Wow.
If he created it, I'll sell him a bridge. No, obviously, he was very much an important part of the show.
Yeah.
And he made it like
well, so
it was ridiculous.
Pat's not calling up and saying
well,
he
true.
Invented the show.
It was a mix of things. I mean, he just has that personality that he's very
that's
over
true.
The top.
Well, if he would have said he co-created the show,
but remember,
that would be accepted.
Yeah, that's what
also
he meant,
remember, who was the first one out of the first original three people to bail on the show? Eric.
Who was the only one who, from the very beginning, did not want to do the show?
He created the show concept and he never wanted to do it.
Yeah. And
he didn't even. He just said we should have our own radio show.
And he did it for what? Like,
wouldn't it be cool if everything was handed to us on a silver platter and we got paid money to have our own radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was saying, basically.
Yeah.
And then like when Derek bought all the equipment, he came like, what the fuck are you doing, man? We weren't serious.
You know what? I think for him.
No.
I think for him it was like a Jekyll and Hyde thing.
Basically.
Because he would just say the most like ridiculous hardcore things. And then he realized like, wow, that's not something I should really do
like,
for people to hear.
He would say like, well, you wouldn't be great if I had sex with all three of the Coors girls at the same time. Like, you know, wouldn't that be awesome?
Or how about him like making fun of Jews like I do and like the Holocaust.
And then realizing that he's being recorded.
Yeah. And realizing that he's being recorded. And like, no, I mean, I'm being recorded. This is going out to like. Tens of people. So
tens of thousands of Australians.
I mean, this is stuff you can like lose your job over and shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I think he pretty much realized like that's not a smart move.
Yeah. No, actually, I think he wanted to be able to say whatever he wanted and be uncensored completely.
Well, he did, but he knew that his name would be attached to it.
If I remember, there was
because the first time he left, we were going to make the stickers.
Stickers, yeah.
And he said, "Well, what if someone listens to the show and recognizes us?" I said, "So."
He wanted to do it anonymously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he should have. He shouldn't have gave out his real name when he first started.
Well, even still, people find out.
Well,
I mean,
well yeah, but I mean, like, if you're doing something anonymously, it's gonna take some time, you know. Especially if not a lot of people in the area are listening.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, his voice is very recognizable.
Yeah, fat. I know.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, just in case somebody at work hears
once
him,
a fat,
like, oh.
Once a fat once. Fuck, always a fat fuck.
And you would know firsthand, wouldn't you?
Fat I've always
prick.
Been a fat
too,
fuck.
Too bad
fuck
you're like 100 pounds heavier than him now, all right?
Oh, sorry.
Takes one to know one, Vaughn.
Sorry. He used to look like a walrus, and then he starved himself to be thin.
Wow.
A walrus.
Dude, did
that? You look like a walrus.
I am the walrus.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
You fucking beard.
You be the walrus.
Goo goo kajub. Goo goo ka Jew.
Well, I never fucked that guy.
But wow.
Fucking butt rape a
what?
Jew.
You wouldn't be here right now, Vaughn, if it weren't for him, so.
If I wasn't listening to the show originally and I didn't see Derek.
You live and breathe because we allow it.
No. Shut up.
That's
if I didn't originally, if I wasn't originally listening to the show, out of all the people that he'd think be listening to the show and actually didn't see him on in Red Bank and actually told him that I was listening to it, he wouldn't have actually invited me to a party that they were having that one night. And then said, "Hey, Craig and Vaughn, you want to do the show?"
Uh-huh.
That's the whole reason. That's how the whole reason why we started
Vaughn,
doing the show.
It's kind of like the penny.
You got Eric's spot.
It's
not his dog spot. Not his liver spot. His spot.
He's still a fat fuck. He's gonna die alone. Who cares?
It's kind of like the pity fuck that you get from all your broads, you know?
Wow.
Like,
dude, hold on. All of them. All of them. Hold on. I've gotten fucked more than that fat bastard has. So
no,
I don't give a shit. I'll die happy that way.
No, because like Derek was like, you know, this guy's kind of fat and gay. Let's bring him on the show and just let him do it.
That was a secret meeting.
Have some open time.
That was never supposed to be stated on the air.
That was a secret meeting between Derek and Carly.
I just heard about it. I don't know.
Going, would you mind doing
this? He's just some Vaughn, fat gay fuck.
He's got a lot of knowledge about stuff people don't care about, but he could fill
a like
lot
you
of the
know, douche.
Air.
Yeah. Fucking 85 hours of wrestling talk.
85.
Do we even have 85 hours of fucking on air?
Let's see if we can do that.
We have to.
Well, of course we have to have more than that.
World record. World record for most.
Let's see. I wish we could do the show consecutively for like 3 days. Just stay
I
up.
Don't.
We could.
I certainly don't.
That's
showers a week. Sometimes is too much for
hold
me.
Hold on. Didn't Chris want to do that one time?
They were doing some kind of marathon.
Yeah.
That we were invited to, but
and we were and you were off. You were like away that weekend or something like that.
Yeah, something like
away.
That.
If we can, so
we
can
ask him. I think they ended up not doing it.
I think we can ask him. He probably would let us sit there all weekend and do it.
You know, I'm not doing that because I have work.
That got our name out there.
Huh?
Maybe.
What, to do like Saturday and Sunday straight through 24 hours?
48 hours.
48 hours?
Yeah, Matt could do it, but I can't.
Well, no, if we jump back and forth.
Because Matt doesn't work.
If we can actually...
No, but Matt just like, I don't know, I think you could. The thing you is, have a capacity to just stay up like longer.
Yeah, I probably could.
Well, not like stay up. We can probably just crap out, like people fall asleep.
Take shifts?
Yeah, shifts.
Yeah.
That would be the most inane thing if it was just like one of us for like
total
2-3 hours.
Just have toilets installed in every seat.
No, you have to sleep at some point, dude.
You sleep sitting up like the Elephant Man.
I fucking put
like you sleep already, Vaughn.
He sleeps sitting up so his mom can feed him bacon cheeseburgers in the night.
The catheter right in my urethra.
Bacon cheeseburger. Here you go, Vaughn.
Fucking feeding me.
You just picture like a bottle with like a bacon cheeseburger stuffed into it.
It's like crushed up McNuggets on a spoon.
Here you go, hun.
Like a baby bird.
It's like Cartman's mom.
They're perfect. Perfect.
Awesome.
Spraying diarrhea.
Mom, toilet, bathroom.
At him. At him.
That was so
shitting
funny.
All over her blouse.
Oh, my.
Oh, good one.
Oh, 5 minutes.
Wow.
Wow, he really doesn't want to be on the show.
Countdown
it's
going
a joke, prick. Relax. Mm-hmm. Not really.
Not really.
Well,
so who we got? Do we got Trip D's in there?
I think we can all agree the show fucking went bomb tonight.
Well, Trip D's and the 40?
The chat keeps crashing, and Chris is blaming it on my dancing pizzas.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get rid of those dancing pizzas?
If you got rid of them, but I don't think that had anything to do with it.
On the chat window, he had little dancing pizzas.
He did.
Where my fat ass is standing.
Ooh, I had pizza yesterday. It was good.
No, we've deteriorated to talking about food.
Different.
No, but you eat because you never eat.
I had
sure
pizza.
I eat. Sausage and pepperoni.
Sausage. Peter Steele's pizza?
He's not Italian.
Peter Steele's pizza.
Peter Steele's fucking kielbasa.
Fucking pierogi.
Oh, God. This is goulash.
Fuck. Borscht.
Oh, God. This show's never getting there.
Borscht.
That's the worst.
Well, we had a good I don't care what you guys said. We had a decent show in this. That was ridiculous.
I want his worst in the worst way.
What?
You faggot.
You're the one who said it, you tool.
You made me say it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And fucking Maynard is going to sue you for using the name Tool a lot.
Who?
Who? Oh, really? Tool. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. We actually got to talk to Vendo again. At least.
We did. That was a highlight, huh?
Like the most fucking impressed I've ever heard the guy.
Wasn't good either.
He was, I don't know what the hell is up.
Yeah, for having just butt-fucked a gook, I'd be pretty happy.
Wow.
I mean, how often in your life are you going to say, I butt-slammed a gook?
It's true.
I haven't said it yet.
But he probably works, twice as many hours as we do?
But hey, if he's going home butt-fucking a gook, it's worth it.
He's getting a prize.
He's getting fucking like 10 yen an hour. I mean, it's pretty good.
Nah. More than 10 yen, I think.
Obviously.
Guy's making well bank.
He's making what?
Well bank?
Whatever.
The fuck?
Not whatever.
The night's over. I'm getting tired.
The British mortgage company.
My name is
company.
Vaughn Wellbanks.
You, sir, are retarded.
Hey, I've never said I wasn't.
Vaughn,
you are the
Wellbanks.
Ultimate puke.
You are.
Cherry picker.
And I wouldn't want to be in your boots.
You gay as checkered flops.
You want them?
No.
No.
Shut up, fucking.
Look at this. Look
all
at
right,
that.
Carly.
Carly's
play
like,
the outro.
Carly's like, can I do it? Can I do it?
She's messaging me every minute on the minute. When should I play the outro? And I told her, 12. And she said, 12? I said, yes, midnight. It's when we're off
fucking
the air.
Four
That's
minutes.
When you can play it.
Fuck.
God damn, Carly.
Wow. And then she put, when should I go out? And then I just gave her the whole, like, whenever.
You retarded?
What an asshole.
And then she goes, I can wait 4 minutes. And then she looks at me again.
Like, were we talking about women later? Before? What happened?
Horrible.
Carly Girlberg.
Wow.
So what? We do. It's a fucking radio show.
It's a talk show.
That's all we do. It's now a talk show. Now I know we don't give her a mic. Christ. Yeah.
You guys were talking and talking. I don't understand.
She's giving you the evil eye. Yeah. I think she got instant PMS.
She's using
Instamess.
Hey, you know what? We need Conti and Kenny on every week now to save our fucking show.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So anyway.
We need to get some new guests on the show.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Hey.
We'll work on it.
I sent out emails. So.
I'm arranging. Did you really? I'm arranging something. Don't worry.
For certain people.
No. Yeah.
Comedians.
Ooh. Ooh. Who does he know?
George Carlin.
I like
Shuffle
him.
Hunt.
Yeah.
Roan Atkinson. I want him on. He's got the new Mr. Bean movie.
Yeah, we're gonna get him.
I got Rodney Dangerfield.
Dead.
I just want to say I saw a Mr. Bean documentary. About like Mr. Bean, the making of it. You wouldn't believe how seriously people take like the comedy of Mr. Bean.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. My mother was...
It might as well have been about, like, a war or something. That's how serious this documentary was about, like, how it's like, well, you know, the comedy, I think, comes from, like, more his reactions to things. It was...
Yeah, it's unnecessary over-analytical asshole bullshit.
Yeah. Well,
there you go.
And it's just him, like, getting a pot stuck in his hand. Going, which is hysterical.
Brilliant.
It's hysterical, though.
Three Stooges
it's like abstract
shit.
Art.
Mr. Bean,
it really is
hilarious. Though.
Yeah,
come on.
It is fucking great.
It's like taking a shit. But
Roan Atkinson is really is a pompous ass.
Okay.
Yeah, he can be.
So that's it for us.
Yeah.
That's it.
Next week we'll.
The chat room crapped out. I just closed it.
Screw. As always, thank you to.
We will
Grinch
see you.
Humor
shut
radio.
Up,
Paul.
Shut the fuck up. We'll see you
Thursday.
My show.
I bookend the show. Is that Eric?
MySpace.com/aristocratsradio.
My show.
It'd be better like this. Micro. It's Micro.
The new aristocratsradio.com is on the way.
Sure
no
is.
One's going to look at it. Who cares?
It's and on just, the way.
I'm just glad that Carly didn't blow up my spot and tell everyone about the new games I bought.
What?
We'll see you on Thursday.
What'd you buy?
Fuck!